You're going to have to bear with me for a second. I'm going to run the cameras and a radio show at the same time until Alfie gets back.
All right. Where's Alfie?
Ran a business errand for me.
Oh, a business errand?
Yes.
Okay. What is it?
Picking up my business dope.
What kind of business dope?
Dope that I have a prescription for. I can't see the video monitor without my glasses.
What do you need to see?
Which Besides. Camera's on?
Right now, your camera looks like it's on.
Yeah, there's yours.
Yeah.
Mine. Alfie's in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is nice lighting in there.
It really is.
I got an email from a listener. Said, first of all, the whole email wasn't about the video stream. He pointed out, hey, your logo down there in the lower right-hand corner ain't spinning like it's supposed to.
Shut up.
Really?
And he said, I hadn't looked at the video stream in a while. Somebody's been working on the lighting.
That had to make you so happy.
Especially since we change it every day.
Yeah, you were almost constantly tinkering with the lighting, always trying to make it better, trying to find an improvement here, an improvement there, anything.
Well, the studio lighting in here isn't for TV cameras.
No.
So we had to readjust. Throw on a lot of diffusers.
It's not, while there might be some diffusers, it's not like any one of us looks like Diane Sawyer.
No.
Did you see before she retired from the news desk on ABC News? I don't know. I think it was maybe not so much that during interviews, the camera would show her super soft lighting, almost looks like a glamour shot. It's so soft, and then it cuts to the guests, and it's like, whoop, like harsh. They don't get the same love.
They've had that processing for a long time, long before HD television. I think Channel 8 was the first one in this market that whatever processing it went through, obviously it had to be analog, it would soften the anchor's face, but not the surrounding area. Yeah. I don't know how they did it. And I'm assuming they still use it for HD.
I would imagine. And actually, my guess is that it'd be even more instrumental now than before.
What is it going to play? Oh, a listener sent me this link from YouTube. And because we're stealing it from some guy, you should get credit. I don't know what this means, but the YouTube channel is Amiri King. A-M-I-R-I. Next word, King. And I guess he does these videos all the time, and this guy don't like Fords.
Really?
Has anybody seen this?
No.
Let me tell you something about this Chevy Colorado. Chevy Colorado might be small, but at least it's not a goddamn...
He's out in the field standing in front of his red Silverado. He says Silverado, but whatever.
Right.
T-shirt, cut-off sleeve, jeans. Not a fat guy. A little bit of a beer belly, but not much. It's kind of a normal looking.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about this Chevy Colorado. Chevy Colorado might be small, but at least it's not a goddamn Ford. How do I know it outperforms any Ford on the market? Well, these suckers don't drive it. The Chevy Colorado's small, but it's roomy. Comes with a crew cab. Enough room in there to fit a murder weapon. Not in the glove box, in my fucking pants. The Chevy Colorado has tons of room. Me and four of my buddies got hit from your sister right there.
Wait. What? Oh, no.
In my f***ing pants. The Chevy Colorado has tons of room. Me and four of my buddies got hit from your sister right there. While your dad watched from a Ford. What separates Chevy drivers from Ford?
Right there. Right there. From a Ford. I can't help out Ford drivers. There was no rebuttal. So you're on your own.
Drivers, well, it's simple. The size of our dicks. Knock, knock. Who's there? Four. That's the joke.
All right. Yeah. All right. I really now see why you pulled it.
I'll back it up.
Enough room in there to fit a murder weapon. And I'm the glove box in my f***ing pants. Chevy Colorado has tons of room. Me and four of my buddies got hit from your sister right there. Well, your dad watched from a Ford. What separates Chevy drivers from Ford drivers? Well, it's simple. The size of our dicks. Knock, knock. Who's there? Ford. That's the joke. Why is every time I see a Ford, it's lifted? Well, the answer's simple. When a man gets out of his Ford, he don't want to get his dress dirty. Colorado's coming to life.
Damn.
Oh, man.
What are the comments like on this page?
I didn't even think to look.
Oh, Jesus.
I had to cut some of it out because it was visual.
That's the joke.
And I didn't get it at first.
Oh, I love it.
This guy really could have his own sitcom. I think he's a part owner of a towing company, automotive repair shop, something like that.
Okay.
That's the joke.
Four drivers. Well, it's simple. The size of our dicks. Knock, knock. Who's there? Four. That's the joke. Why is every time I see a Ford, it's lifted? Well, the answer's simple. When a man gets out of his Ford, he don't want to get his dress dirty. Colorado's come with a lifetime guarantee. Guarantee? You're not going to be a fat Chevy on the kid. Ford.
This is one of those bits that pissed me off that I didn't write and probably couldn't.
I get that. But also, it's one of those that this hits close to home. I think almost all of us know at least one guy like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does say in the description this is a parody.
Right.
So he really doesn't. He probably does hate Fords. I don't know what the loyalty is because I've driven both. Mm-hmm. I've had both Ford pickups and Chevys.
Yeah.
And Dodge, nothing foreign. I liked all of them. The only reason I swapped was I liked that year's design better than Ford's. Vice versa, when Dodge came out with the beefier looking front ends trucks, that's when I bought one of those.
Yeah.
Owners, they take fucking nutsacks. Chevy engines come standard with a dick slap to the face. Let's take a look under the hood. This pipe here is made out of pure white gold. Transfers the hurricane to the tornado dispenser.
Not only does it have an air pressure regulator, but it also doubles as a cock ring.
Real men drive Colorado. I heard Ford Rangers are real popular with females. Any female drives a Ranger, they got mud pies in their pussy.
Yeah.
Mud pies.
Alfie's not here, so I'll just answer a couple of these. Cold. Good. Eagle, you're up. Okay, that worked out well.
Oh, that was easy. Actually, he just sat down.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did you get my dope, boy?
I got your dope.
You bring me my cheese whiz?
They didn't have any good cheese whiz.
Okay. Cheese whiz?
Blues Brothers reference. Shut up.
Oh.
Did they give you any grief?
None at all. And it was cheap as hell, too.
How much was it this time?
$15.
Why is it? Has our insurance coverage gone down as far as copay on meds?
I don't think they'd be allowed to change it in the middle of the year like this.
Because the Adderall, I don't know, 6-8 months ago was, what, Alfie, around 170?
170. And it was even more than that. Year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
God.
And the lorazepam, I take it when I can't go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That was already cheap. It was like $10, $15. Now it's 41 cents.
Is it somehow tied to gas prices?
It's obviously it's something to do with our insurance coverage, which I didn't even know I renewed. So I must do it automatically. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I thought you were actually without it this year because you didn't re-up. I have no idea.
Should I start this over for Alfie?
I think you should.
Mm-hmm. You with me, Alfie?
I'm with you.
You in charge of the cameras now?
I don't got a keyboard in here.
Oh. All right, I'll keep doing it. Why not? The radio host runs his video stream and radio and manage all the buttons at the same time and mumble. This is just a guy with a channel on YouTube. I wrote his name down, so he gets credit for it.
Amiri King.
A-M-I-R-I.
Yeah.
Next word, King. And obviously, he doesn't like Fords. With me?
With you.
All right, here we go. Starting again.
Let me tell you something about this Chevy Colorado. Chevy Colorado might be small, but at least it's not a goddamn Ford. How do I know it outperforms any Ford on the market? Well, suckers don't drive it. The Chevy Colorado's small, but it's roomy. Comes with a crew cab. Enough room in there to fit a murder weapon. I'm the glove box in my f***ing pants. The Chevy Colorado has tons of room. Me and four of my buddies got hit from your sister right there. By your dad watched from a Ford. What separates Chevy drivers from Ford drivers? Well, it's simple. It's the size of our dicks. Knock, knock. Who's there? Ford. That's the joke. Why is it every time I see a Ford, it's lifted? Well, the answer's simple. When a man gets out of his Ford, he don't want to get his dress dirty. Colorado's come with a lifetime guarantee. Guarantee? You're not going to be a f***er. Chevy owners take a tip. The Ford owners, they take a nutsack. Chevy engines come standard with a dick slap to the face. Let's take a look under the hood. Well, this pipe here is made out of pure white gold. Transfers the hurricane to the tornado dispenser.
Not only does it have an air pressure regulator, but it also doubles as a c*** ring.
Real men drive Colorado. I heard Ford Rangers are real popular with females. Any female drives a Ranger, they got mud pies in their pussy. You want to check out additional footage of the Chevy Colorado? Go to www.fyourmomlastsaturday.com.
Well, could you take Alfie the keyboard in there so he could run the camera so I could focus on something else? Are you looking at his website?
Yeah, I'm trying to dig up what I can, but it's hard to tell what's parody versus what's real. Because he has a GoFundMe page. It says it's...
I just think it's fair. If we're stealing somebody's material, they should get credit for it.
Certainly. There's a photo of him, shirtless, standing in front of a concrete block, looking off into the distance. And it says, Amiri King is a comedian from Louisville, Kentucky. He has over...
Oh, okay.
Well, again, I don't know how much this is accurate. He's overcome some past struggles and provides laughs for many. The money raised will help provide Amiri with a professional-grade camera.
I'm standing in front of this brick wall. I ran a Ford last week.
Help someone make their dream come true. Here's a bit of the past that Amiri had struggles with and now was looking to put it all behind him.
I don't care that much about him. I just, from what I remember looking at the YouTube page, they have automotive repair, towing, something. You got the keyboard now, Alfie?
Got it.
You have control?
I have control.
Okay.
To the face. Let's take a look under the hood. Well, this pipe here is made out of pure white gold. Transfers the hurricane to the tornado dispenser.
Not only does it have an air pressure regulator, but it also doubles as a c*** ring.
Real men drive Colorado. I heard Ford Rangers are real popular with females. Any female drives a Ranger, they got mud pies in their pussy. If you want to check out additional footage of the Chevy Colorado, go to www.fyourmomlastsaturday.com. The other day I seen a Ford owner leaving Walmart. I had to stop and flag him down. Left his purse on the hood. Chevy's are brought to you by hard work, dirty jeans, and MMA events. Ford's are brought to you by cut-off jean shorts, unscuffed construction boots, and your local gay club. Wow. Colorados are so durable, they don't lose their resale value. The engine runs fine, might have some cosmetic problems, because girls are always grinding their pussies on it.
Oh, man.
I'm okay.
jean shorts, unscuffed construction boots, and your local gate club. Colorados are so durable, they don't lose their resale value. Engine runs fine, might have some cosmetic problems. Girls are always grinding their pussies on it. Difficult thing about driving a Ford is the hardship and turmoil. Have to tell your family you're gay. But you drive a Ford, they already know you're gay. Ford and Chevy owners are different. Chevy owners are rugged, durable, bulky. Ford owners, they get in fights at the club. They see a girl wearing the same dress. Last time I seen a Ford jump something, it landed on a dick.
That's pretty much all of it.
Family, you're gay. But you drive a Ford. They already know you're gay. Ford and Chevy owners are different. Chevy owners are rugged, durable, bulky. Ford owners, they get in fights at the club. They see a girl wearing the same dress. Last time I seen a Ford jump something, it landed on a dick.
I like his style.
It's a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, what's line five?
He's calling about this guy's website.
Oh. Yes.
Go ahead,
yeah, Alex.
You got to go to the website that he mentioned, the ifyourmomlastsaturday.com.
Is that a real one?
It's a real website.
What's on the website?
You got to see.
All right. Thanks. You need me to go back? And
nope, I got it.
Okay. What is it?
You type in the website, and it redirects you to Chevrolet.com/Colorado Small Truck.
Oh.
Landed on it.
Need a break?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll come back and do some of our own stuff. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:34, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagle's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Only one major incident out there right now, and it's in Dallas, westbound 635, just before Preston Road. Got an accident there. It's blocking the two left lanes. That has traffic backed up back from the High Five. This involves a single vehicle that spun out and hit the wall. Should be cleared up here pretty quickly, but right now traffic's still backed up back from the High Five. Other than that, traffic's looking good across the Metroplex.
I'll be got. Oh, I know my mic was still on. I saw we had new AC DC coming up.
No way. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger tonight. Partly cloudy skies and an overnight low of 60. Then tomorrow, we're looking for mostly sunny skies and a high around 83. Right now, 81 to 97, 1 to Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97, 1 to Eagle.
Okay, you got audio you want to start with?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with woman in Ohio, cut number five, called 911 on Thursday night, and she really wanted an immediate response for her sister.
Columbus Fire Department, what's the address of the emergency?
865 Champion. I'm scared. I think my sister has Ebola. Her fever is 107, which is really, really hot.
Was the person over in Africa recently in the last 21 days?
Yes, she was.
And you said she had real bad fever and she's not feeling well. How long ago was she over in Africa?
Last month.
Okay, and you said she's having chills, fever and chills?
Yeah, her fever is 107. We just took her temperature.
She had fever and chills. Are you having any, is she vomiting or diarrhea or anything?
dead diarrhea.
Okay.
Please don't take it too kindly when you call 911 to report Ebola when there isn't any.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, they were not too pleased with her, especially because this isn't now, it's not just a normal 911 call. They now have to get suited up and roll out for the special hazmat response.
Oh.
So it's not just a regular, you know, paramedic stop by.
Yeah, it's not a couple of guys and an ambulance.
Mm-mm.
Were they, what did the chick have? Why'd she say Ebola?
I think she just wanted, she was looking for a quick response because she was worried about.
It's an ambulance.
Aye, buddy, I know. But this is part of what you get people that all the craze of Ebola crap. And next thing you know, people say, you know, well, this will get a good response from everyone. I'll get right to the front of the line.
Were they charged with anything?
I haven't heard anything about charges yet, but
I think you pay for all the extra manpower that showed up and the hours that it took.
Would you give her the option? You say, okay, I'm going to give you the option. You can pay for all this that showed up.
Or drive a Ford.
Man.
All of this or what?
Or you can get charged. So restitution or, you know, take the full-on criminal part of it.
Yeah, because it would be, if they really needed an ambulance, it's not really abuse of the 911 system, but it sort of is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the entire story? They didn't say anything else? Is that what the sister had?
No, that part was left out. It was showing that this is what all the Ebola craze around the country has led to, is now you got people that will call up and take up first responders' time.
Well, they do that all the time. They abuse the 911 system. What a headache. Aspirin. Bye.
I don't know. I don't really feel that good. I'm not really sure.
I forget. Do they charge anything when they roll?
Yeah. Ambulances do, yeah. Yeah, because a lot of times you'll get ambulances that'll be...
Are you talking about private?
Yeah.
I'm talking about paramedics.
Oh, that...
I think they don't charge you unless they take you to the hospital.
So all you pay is a transport.
Exactly.
Okay. Dan, what were you going to say about private
ambulance? Just the private ambulances. So many times they'll get a call for someone that, you know, isn't an emergency, but they'll be sick, they'll have a cough, and they want transport to the hospital. And then they get surprised when they're sent a bill for it. Well, what do you mean I owe you $800?
Yeah.
We're not, this, hey, this ain't cowboy cab.
You could, yeah, I was going to say, you could have called a cab.
Mm-hmm. This isn't Uber.
$40, $50. Well, I had to get there fast. That's why we charge this convenience fee as far as the ambulance goes. Yeah, they're going to have to smack her with something. Plus, set aside the manpower and everything else, the paranoia when they get there.
Right.
And I'm sure it's not easy to get zipped on up in a... first of all, you've got your fire apparatus.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what the process is. I believe I'd have set the house on fire and left. You already made your one call for the day. We're not coming back to put this out.
Yeah. And that sounds like a reasonable thing. It's kind of like those, that one county that you had to pay, you were outside of the response for 911 to have your house put out. And if you didn't pay the county fee,
they didn't show up.
They let it burn.
What was it a volunteer fire department?
Yeah. Yeah, and you had to opt in to basically be covered by the volunteer fire department. If not, then they wouldn't respond.
Yeah, I'm wondering what the protocol, how it's changed with fire departments now, or if they've always been prepared for these situations.
As far as, for the hazmat type stuff. Yeah, I think I'm sure everyone at this point is going through and they're reevaluating everything that they do, because hell, even the CDC has had to go back and say, okay, we need to reevaluate everything we do. And now they're taking the steps and they're updating all their materials, so everyone across the board now is supposed to know, cover yourself head to toe, no exposed skin, et cetera, et cetera.
And I wonder how many MICUs they sent out. Are they still called paramedic units, that MICU?
I think so.
Okay. I always stumble around it. Ambulance, MICU. I think they call it a bus or a box.
Yeah.
New York is bus. Okay. I got that from watching Blue Bloods. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Took me a while to figure out what they meant.
Okay.
Why would they need a whole bus for this one guy?
Seems like overkill.
Yeah, unless he's just used to mass transit. I can imagine now what the dispatch sounds like if somebody calls, we got Ebola.
Right.
Attention, engine 44, engine 3, engine 6, truck 3, truck 19, battalion 1, battalion 3, one alarm fire.
Something like that.
Right. Everybody's rolling out.
And all that was just for Big Tex, who was just on fire.
Yeah. I think DFR just wanted some corny dogs. I think they knew that he wasn't going to last.
I really think, and I know we've talked about this before, they had this planned. They had, not that he was going to burn, but they knew one day something was going to happen to him. Okay. All right, you take the line about cowboys naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've had this script for years.
Oh, the state fair just ended. We could play this.
Now, of all the times we've had Lieutenant Lavender from Dallas Fire Rescue, mm-hmm. or Lieutenant Denzel, have we actually asked him about that?
I don't believe so.
We need to.
Yeah, I got it.
Hold on. Attention, engine 44, engine 3, engine 6, truck 3, truck 19, battalion 1, battalion 3. One alarm fire at the State Fair, 1100 to 1198 First Avenue, box 060008. Big Tech is on fire.
Engine 44, going to Big Tech.
777 on.
I don't know why I still get goosebumps.
I know.
It's like, I got this. Just that the first engine that responded, just the way he said it, going to Big Tex, which is code for, I got this one.
Mm-hmm.
That redneck is out. I wonder if any of the black firemen went, I'm not going out there, let him burn. Big white redneck right in the middle of a black part of Dallas, mm-hmm. scaring everybody.
Next to that.
Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd put out at Fair Park to insult us?
Box 060008. Big Tech is on fire.
Engine 44, going to Big Tech.
777 on channel 1.
777, go ahead.
Advised, I'm en route over here to Big Tech. There's a large column of black smoke. 777 is out at Big Tech. Got a rather tall cowboy. All his clothes burn off.
777 out. Rather tall cowboy with all his clothes burned off at 10:31.
I had to time stamp the moment when Big Tex is naked.
What
did they call it? Time of nudity.
You're on site. You won't call this one? No, we got to wait on a 50-foot tall corner to come out here.
Tall cowboy, all his clothes burn off.
777 out. Rather tall cowboy with all his clothes burned off at 10:31. Engine 6 out. Big Tech's on fire.
On fire.
Howdy, folks. It's hot.
And all this is real. I didn't add any of this.
No.
This came straight off. I know it was at the driving home from the gym. Actually, we missed the anniversary by like 2-3 days.
Oh, yeah.
I think he burned up on the, I think it was the 19th.
I think you're right.
I was driving back. And, all right. Because I knew I could go and pull the fire department frequencies, pull audio. But I didn't know how they were going to treat it. Would they say Big Tex?
Right.
If they didn't, they just said, you know, box 451, blah, 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 one alarm fire. But no, they had their shtick all ready to go.
They had their in case of Big Tech's on fire emergency break glass scripts.
Seven is out at Big Tech. Got a rather tall cowboy. All his clothes burn off.
777 out. Rather tall cowboy with all his clothes burned off at 10:31. Engine 6 out. Big Tech's on fire.
On fire.
Howdy, folks. It's hot.
19's out. Big Tech's gone.
Truck 19 out at 10:32. Big Tech's is gone.
God.
What?
You win that echo.
It was a big deal. Probably one of the most iconic figures we've got in this state.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have any type of water, sprinkler system, halon system, anything.
No.
I didn't even have it insured for enough.
No. It's just a nice big metal exoskeleton thing, and then let's put some flammable drapes on him.
I forget when they put the new one up last year.
Yes.
Are his clothes flame retardant now? I never heard. I can't really remember anything in the news about it.
I don't recall. I think that they put in some type of sprinkler or water type system in case something like that happened again. But I kind of assume if he sparks up, I'm assuming he'll go back up in flames again. At least partly.
Where'd they put the sprinkler system? If they were smart, they'd put it in his pants.
Yep.
That'd be funny just to see.
He thought the photos went viral before.
Yeah, I'm looking at my files. The Big Tech eulogy we did was on the 19th.
Okay. I don't know. It's even odd to me that I actually remember that date. Because when you were saying, I think it was a couple of days ago, I was like, yep, I think it was October 19th.
You want part of?
Yeah.
Is it fitting?
It's fair season, yes.
Right, the state fair is over.
Well, that's what I mean, but it's the end of the fair, so yeah, it's fitting.
Okay. I'm like playing two-year-old bits. Let me see how long this is before I play it. Yeah, this was a relatively short eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
Been shorter had you guys shut up. Friends and neighbors, we are here today to pay tribute to the remains of a man who entertained us for many years. Can you get amen?
Amen.
We are here today to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
To Big Tex. Big Tex loved the children. He loved adults. Man loved all races. He entertained us all the way up to his untimely combustion. For you see, he was pronounced dead by the Dallas Fire Department on October 19th at 10:32 a.m. His head caught fire around 10:15 this morning, quickly spread and then burned him naked. I'm sure it will take many years for the children around Big Tex to forget the image of Big Tex bursting into flames. I'm sure it will also take many years to forget the image of him stomping in circles, screaming,
"My legs, my legs, Big Tex can feel his legs."
What is it, Dan?
I love today.
The children will probably also have troubles forgetting the image of Big Tex running over and over into the Hall of State trying to put himself out. He was born in Cairns, Texas, a tower of a man, standing 52 feet over the state fair for 60 years.
60 years.
He watched over us, the state fair, an icon of the Lone Star State, proudly wore that star on his chest and knew what it meant. Praise God. A man to be cherished. A man to be honored. One day he welcomes us through the gates. The next,
his dickies burn off in front of everybody.
Can the organist start again?
Yo. Now, considering he always tucked his jeans inside his boots, not really a surprise he burst into flames.
It's a good flavor.
Although our hearts are heavy, our faces stream with tears. But considering the part of Dallas he was in, it was fitting for him to go out in blackface.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
402, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound 635. Just before Preston Road, still got that accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from the High 5. And also in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at 2nd Avenue, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up all the way back from I-35. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win tickets to WWE Hell in a Cell this weekend at the American Airlines Center. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sirius XM. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, an overnight low of 60. Tomorrow, more sunshine, a high around 83. Right now, it's 81 at 97.1 The Eagle.
KEGL, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Well, that special fog machine, you find one?
Not without a cost.
You mean to rent one?
Yes.
How much?
I think it's $85.
How much does one cost?
About $700.
Yeah, I ain't buying it. And it's called a hazer?
Hazer, yeah.
How's that different than a regular fog machine?
It just puts out a finer mist that has no problems with...
The residue?
Setting off the residue and setting off the fire alarms.
I don't think most fog machines set off fire alarms anymore. I know they did when JD and I were doing hot tickets over at Fox 33.
Mm-hmm.
We needed a fog for something we were shooting inside the building. Whatever we were using set off the smoke detectors.
Oops.
That's a big building.
I'm sensing a running theme in your broadcasting career.
I haven't set everything on fire.
I'm not saying it was necessarily on fire.
Well, what were you saying?
Setting off alarms.
Yeah.
And the occasional fire.
Because for the Halloween special, we're going to do Friday after next. Or just in general. I wanted a fog in here. Checked with engineering. They said, no, won't set off the smoke detectors, but the residue will get on stuff.
Oh, like
it's like that soapy, whatever the hell it is. And a hazer is different from that. Did you check with Lewis? See if they would let a hazer in here?
No. Because I know the hazer,
well, don't let me go rent one and then we find out we can't have it.
The hazers. Hey, I'll check with him beforehand.
Okay. If they don't do that, we'll just smoke in here. It's not going to be enough to set off the smoke detector.
Hopefully not.
Where are our units? Is that with these pop downs over here?
Yeah, those are the sprinklers.
Well, how do they? I don't see a detector. I just see a spigot that pops down.
Yeah, you're right.
I wonder if that's water or halon. You know the difference? Halon sucks all the oxygen out of the room.
Perfect, because we're in a sealed room.
Jeez.
Well, normally you have that around electronics, right. Broadcast studios, things like that. We had that one of the stations I worked at. And there was an alarm that would go off. They gave you like 30 seconds to get out of the studio, which obviously won't take that long. It'll take Klo longer because we'll mow him down.
Clearly.
And then it just sucks all the oxygen out of the room.
That really makes me nervous knowing if that's what that is.
I don't know what it is. I think most broadcast facilities have Halon systems.
And that makes sense given all the equipment.
Does Guitar Center sell those hazers?
Yes.
They like us. Call somebody over there.
Okay.
And get some disco lights.
Oh, that's no problem. I got plenty of those.
Disco lights he's got in the trunk of his car.
Yeah. And a foosball table.
I'm Klo. I'm a good time.
It sounds like it.
I don't even have to get out of my car to party.
Get strobe lights, disco lights, or the foosball party.
The hazer you were looking at, I don't want to eat up too much time, but I'll forget if I don't bring it up now. Do they have, like, consumer versions, or are they all? Oh, damn. I just pulled them up. That one's $1,200.
Oh.
Here's one for $300.
Really? Wow.
Call Guitar Center during the break. See if we give them a plug. Hazer machine. Okay, so if it doesn't send out any type of residue, what does it use to make the fog?
It just uses some other type of material that is
liquid,
safer and better, but it doesn't leave a residue. The only thing it leaves, it's kind of like vapor in a way.
Okay. If it's cheap enough, I'll buy it and we'll just run it all the time. the video stream will look like we're in a Doris Day movie.
No kidding.
Okay. Let's see that. What else was going to ask? Oh, the weekend review.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth doing? I know I always ask, but.
Yeah, it's definitely worth doing.
Just because it's our weekend review doesn't mean it's any good.
I think it is. Plus, it's outside of that, it's also just a nice reminder of what we did last week, because sometimes we don't even remember.
Let me find the bed. Okay. Ready.
All right. For the weekend review of the Russ Martin Show, October 13th through the 17th, this is who's to blame for Dan being so pretty and Russ having to do the PLD spots.
Who are Dan's biological parents?
That's correct. In the words of Coach Russ doing a press conference, he said if history repeats itself, this will happen.
What is we should expect the same thing again?
Yes. Even after some 2,000 years, Jesus would get invited to everyone's party, as long as he can still do this.
Let's turn water into wine.
That's right.
Or Franzia.
Mm-hmm. I actually thought about that. I think it was Saturday night or one night, a couple nights ago. I saw a guy walking out of his apartment. He looked so cool. He just had like that cool walk going. Like wherever he was going, he was looking forward to it. He's smoking a cigarette. He's carrying a box of Franzia. I just thought, man, that guy.
Well, to me, the boxes make more sense. The wine stays fresher the entire time.
It does. It does. It's just,
and I don't think Franzia is it a cheap wine? I don't know what a box costs.
I honestly don't know. I remember there's another box wine called Black Box Wine that I've had that before. It's actually pretty good. You can get it at Sam's or something, but I don't know what it was. I think it was also partly because the box was open already, so it's like a half full box. He's taking his party of one on a road.
Yeah, if you go to Franzia's website, they make it out to be, which it might be, I don't know, at like a 1922 bottle of Cabernet or something.
Where are you going? I'm going to a boxer party. All right. Good.
Okay. He is the only preacher that Russ trusts.
Who is Creflo Dollar?
That's correct. To keep from getting a set of concrete wings and having to sit at the bottom of the Trinity, you need to do this.
This is either give money to Mayor Rawlings or Jesus.
Yeah, I'll accept that. You kick up 10% to God.
Okay.
Dan thinks Russ's concern for a small rabbit in the road shows that Russ is this.
What is a good guy?
That is correct. Russ could not watch a rat drown in his pool, but could walk away right now if he were drowning.
Who is Dan?
That's right. With the lifting of the Right Amendment, this could be Southwest Airlines' new slogan.
We can fly anywhere we want now. F*** off.
That's right. Russ's rabbit in the road may have been trying to pull a fast one, trying to live for free in a large house and not do anything, much like this person.
It was Mandy.
We're correct. In 1979, Russ just finished high school and had enrolled in Eastfield and was playing for the Dallas Cowboys because he needed this.
What is a job?
That's right. When playing for the Cowboys, this is the side of the ball that Russ played on.
What is right side?
That's right.
What did that question actually mean?
Offense or defense? That's what sometimes people say. So what side of the ball do you play on? I play on offense or I play on defense.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand the question, so I thought, 50-50.
Yeah.
Obviously, I blew it.
Actually, no, because one of them's got to be on the right side.
All right.
Who on the show has never been arrested, but has plenty of friends that have?
Who is Dan?
That's right. Lesbians cannot agree on what lesbian sex is, probably because they can't find this either.
Oh, what is a G-spot?
That's right. When a chick sets her pubes on fire, before you can put them out, you need to be deputized by either of these.
It was Smokey the Bear or Pharrell?
Correct. The kitten that Russ sent Chloe turned out to be this.
What?
The kitten that Russ sent Chloe after turned out to be this.
Oh, what is a skunk?
Yes.
Or an exotic cat.
Mm-hmm. Also would have accepted
a Maserati cat.
That's, mm-hmm.
Or a Terry Dorsey cat.
The show's former producer Rob made Russ his daughter's godfather, and her name is this.
Oh, f-
This is why we do the week in review.
Ripley?
You're close. You got one superfluous letter.
Believe it?
That is not her name.
Not?
Oh. Letter?
Leather?
You said Ripley.
Yeah.
There's one letter in there that you don't need.
Ripley?
You need that R.
Dude, I spaced it. Riley!
Yes. Oh, God. I was afraid you're going to say Rippy.
Ripple?
Is their daughter named Ripe? Who on the show, besides Kinsey, knew the difference between mascara, eyeliner, and eyeshadow?
It was Dan.
That's right. Who on the show is prone to take salt and pepper shakers from restaurants?
Who is Dan?
One time.
Not yours.
For most people, when they don't answer their phone, you leave voicemail. For Don Davis, you leave this.
I'm out.
What is forest mail? Also, foot mail.
Okay.
No matter what the ratings may show, Russ knows that he will always be number one in this group that he gets emails from.
Creatures 25 to 54?
I will accept that.
What was the actual answer?
Creatures 18 to 54.
Oh.
It could be argued that everyone on the show is bad at talking up the post of a song, so the RMS just does this with the songs.
What is drop them?
That's right.
Go with what you're good at.
Yeah. Last week, Russ knew that these were the only two places that he was not going to.
Heaven.
And?
Honkies.
All right, three places. Station event.
Oh, BFD. A Freaker's Ball.
That's right. With Russ living in Frisco and not seeing them that often, Russ forgot how to draw this when performing the card trick.
What are spades?
Mm-hmm. This was the last name of the first chick Russ screwed, which is fitting since Russ never saw her fall down.
Who is Weeble?
That's right. Just rub salt in the wound of Russ's ego. The first chick screwed was fat and Russ and left Russ for this.
It was a tow truck driver.
That's right.
Did we really talk about that last week?
Briefly, yeah. This is the way Chris starts all his interviews.
Oh, Chris Ryan.
Yes.
So, I forget the name of the band.
I'll give you
Star Set?
That's it, yes.
So, tell me about Star Set.
What's it like being in Star Set?
Okay.
Chris Ryan does not do anything for free, and this is how much it costs for him to feign interest during an interview.
Is it 500? Four?
Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, you just get a nod.
Yeah, I think the interview itself is 500. Feigning interest is another four.
Rather than a guard shack or security gates, you know you're in a high-end redneck community when you have to pass through these.
I don't know.
Flappy things like in meat lockers.
Oh.
The plastic flappy things. Yeah. Last week, Kinsey was told, and did a good job of, pulling horror movie clips, but obviously someone forgot to tell her to do this.
What is give us the answers?
That's right. Got about five more. Hospitals should try covering people with this protective product to help prevent the spread of Ebola.
What is Armorall?
That's correct. For long-term Ebola protection, all a person needs to do is spray themselves down with this. After all, it lasts 50,000 miles.
What is Slick 50?
That's right. Anytime you're talking up a post, just like Billy the Kid, this is the most important thing to do.
What is scream?
No, after.
Oh, throw your headphones down.
That's right. It's a matter of safety that you do not want to open his studio door with a lit cigarette.
Cruz?
Yes.
Why is that?
Brinks.
Alcohol?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a big boozer.
No, I was figuring between that and the hair product.
Yeah, yeah. The Aquanet
mm-hmm.
that he uses and the alcohol and all the underage people.
It really is an explosion waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Last two. If Russ was being shot at, Dan would not jump in front of the bullet, but he would do this.
What is pick Russ back up? And then say, you almost dodged a bullet.
And finally, according to Klo, this was the band that opened Freaker's Ball.
Who are the Doors?
That's right.
Well, they were at the top of the list. All right. Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling about the hazer.
Yes, Jason.
Yeah, the whole hazers not leaving a residue and not setting off your fire alarms is incorrect. They'll do both of those.
Yeah. So they're
especially the cheap ones.
No. So they're actually worse than just the cheap fog machines.
They're just as bad as the foggers.
Well, the fog machines. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about fog machines, not foggers.
You're talking about foggers and hazers. They're two different things.
I understand. Sure. All right, thanks. I know that the home fog machines used for Halloween, that's just some type of fluid. Mm-hmm. Heats it up, but it's not smoke that comes out. It's just fog.
Gas.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. You said hazers won't work.
Where did we hear that they would work?
From Klo?
Yeah, that's I've used them before in hotels. I've never had an issue.
And have you used one in a space this size, the size of the studio?
No, I've not.
Okay.
But I hazed the piss out of that room.
Alfie, can you call, do you have anything to do during the break?
No.
Of course you don't. Can you call Guitar Center during the break and ask them?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. You want a break here?
Okay.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
432, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center.
Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound 635 just before Preston. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back from the High 5. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at 2nd Avenue. That accident there is now gone as well. Traffic still backed up back from I-35. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound loop 820 right at Highway 10. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right shoulder. That one has you backed up back from 183. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60 for the low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 83. Right now, 81 and 97 won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97 won the Eagle.
We didn't get into news, right?
No, we haven't started yet.
Mm-hmm. 4:34. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, October 21st, 2014. Birthdays today. The awful whore Kim Kardashian turns 34 today, so if you feel like celebrating that, go for it. However, someone else who is more beneficial to society, although not in like 20 years, Jeremy Miller, actor, is 38. He played Ben on Growing Pains. Actress Carrie Fisher is 58. She's going to be playing Princess Leia again. Judge Judy is 72. Manfred Mann is 74. Joyce Randolph turns 90 today. You remember her, Russ? She played
Trixie on the Honeymooners.
Yes, Ed Norton's wife. A Cleburne police officer has been placed on administrative leave following the recent deadly shooting of a couple's dog, and the investigation into the shooting has been expanded. The pit bull belonging to Quentin Tatum and his wife, Angela, was shot to death by an officer a few months ago. The city spokesperson said Monday that the Texas Rangers are being asked to conduct an investigation into the shooting, adding that the city will also be asking another outside agency to conduct a review. Additionally, the city will be holding a complete policy review on how it will handle reports of or encounters with aggressive animals in the future. Police department officials said in a statement last week that the officer shot the dog after it became aggressive.
I got nothing to add. We've covered everything, and the officer deserves. Man, I really hate being fair about this. The officer deserves the benefit of the doubt, just like anybody else. I know what it's like to be accused of something you didn't do. But that video is really hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the chief or the spokesman for the Cleburne Police Department said, I believe it's she said, that's not the entire story. It's out of context, just like anything else.
It still doesn't make any sense why, if it's not the whole story, why you would release that little bit of it. Because if there's compelling evidence that would sway the public, then you should release all of it.
I don't think there's going to be anything that's... What? Think about it for a second, then we'll move on from this. What could they release that's going to change the perception? Because really all you have is a 911 call from the people sitting in the driveway saying, hey, we can't get out of the car. There's dogs around us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think in the call they said, the dogs are trying to eat the car, trying to kill us. We're just afraid to get out.
But
officer comes across one of the first pit bulls who just jumps up on the cop with his paws. Cop says, get down. And then starts looking for the other two. What do you think they could release that's going to change this? Unless he had had, I just thought about this, unless he had had encounters with those other two dogs before.
That's about the only thing. But even then, even if you have an encounter with someone or this animal before that it was bad, that doesn't mean it's going to be bad. You have to take it for in the moment. What's happening in the moment?
I think if a dog attacked me, see, this is the backstory we don't know, and it could be pertinent. Maybe that dog had attacked him before.
And if so, then maybe he shouldn't go into the field looking for it.
Well, it's his job. And you can't just ignore two dogs if you've got a 911 call. You can't just sit there and hope they stay in one spot until animal control gets there.
I think you could, because that's animal control's job.
What if the dogs take off?
Then you can go, you can pursue them. But if you know that they're basically in that field, then plant yourself in a spot between that field and the nearest house.
Jesus, mother of pumpkins. I just looked up at CBS 11. Tammy Dombeck, look at that. Oh, Tammy Dombeck's doing traffic. And she's wearing a pumpkin orange tight dress. I say, damn, those are some big b****s. If she got a lift and they stay sticking straight out, I'd like to play with us. I ain't saying marry her or take her out for drinks. I'd like to play with them.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
She might have got a breast lift. We've seen her in a ball gown before, pictures on her own website.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them were like Richard Kimball's. All right, listen up. Our suspect are two great big boobs. I don't know the rest of it.
You got it.
Okay, what was the story?
We were talking about the dog being shot in Cleburne.
And
wondering what else.
You know whose opinion I would like, and I don't know if he can do it or not. He may be able to, since he's retired now, is Captain Howard, formerly of the Dallas County Sheriff's Department.
That's right. Yeah, he just retired.
So maybe try him during the next break.
I can do that.
Alfie, did you call a Guitar Center?
I did, but they had me on hold the entire time.
Oh, okay. All right. Good, man.
Okay. South African Olympic athlete Oscar Pistorius was sentenced to prison for 5 years for the 2013 killing of his girlfriend less than half the time he could have received following his manslaughter conviction last month. The judge said a long sentence would show a lack of mercy toward Pistorius. She suspended a separate 3-year sentence for an unrelated firearms charge. Pistorius' lawyer said his client could be released after 10 months to serve the remainder of his sentence under house arrest. Pistorius could have received up to 15 years in prison for shooting model Reva Steenkamp on Valentine's Day 2013 in his home.
So he was convicted of
culpable homicide,
manslaughter?
For us, yes.
For recklessly shooting through a door, not knowing his girlfriend was in there.
Yeah.
Right. Chloe, you got any chum? No.
And the judge acquitted him of murder. So it just seems odd to say that after 10 months, after all that, on a 5-year, all right, you can go hang out the house now.
How are they going to accommodate him in prison? At least he doesn't have to worry about getting slick-legged.
Well, one look. Well, no, yeah, it's two. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to check my bags if I got any chunk now.
That's actually a good question. I don't know if he would be allowed to bring any of his prosthetics into jail. Because
they could be weapons.
Exactly. Not only weapons that he could use, but weapons that could be used against him.
Ooh, I got chunk. Do you want one, Chloe?
I got one in right now.
Oh, okay.
Later on, I'll be having one of those fits. Man.
And these are fresh, too.
How fresh?
Expiration date's probably next year.
No, it's December.
Damn.
December 2nd. This number on the back. Did we ever call that?
Yes.
Because there's an 866 number.
You got scared.
Oh, yeah, because they just answered whatever the company is. Is it Skoll or is it American something?
American Tobacco?
Yeah.
Something smokeless. Whatever. All I know is they answer the phone. Click.
Yeah, you got scared.
What was it like talking to a celebrity? I wonder what that number's for. It doesn't say on the back. It's just printed right underneath the expiration date or sell by.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not calling it again.
You afraid someone's going to answer?
I don't know. Be like calling Jim Beam and just.
Good afternoon, Jim Beam. It's Jim.
What? Holy.
Customer service is out of this world.
Yeah, they don't address in the story whether he's going to keep his blades.
No, they do not mention that.
No. Regardless, slick leggings out.
Yeah, but that may be... If there's no leg option, that means they may have to go higher up.
He is good looking.
Mm-hmm. He might be very popular. Dallas Cowboys player who was arrested in Frisco earlier this month for stealing underwear will now and soon be endorsing them. Joseph Randall has partnered with...
What was it? Polo?
Yes.
Polo underdrawers?
Polo underwear.
So that's... He's going to get an endorsement from Polo?
Not from Polo, a different company. But still, it's an underwear endorsement. Joseph Randall has partnered with Me Undies. He'll get an undisclosed amount of money and free underwear. The company also plans to donate $15,000 worth of underwear and apparel to Dallas area children and will have Randall talk to children at local schools and charities about his mistakes.
Okay, then this is okay.
Right, because at first...
You're going, this is not going to look good when you go before the judge for shoplifting charges. Oh, so you're making money off of this. You know, normally we don't do this, but I'm going to have to lock you up for 12. yeah, hey, it's over $100. It's a felony.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, they may just let him off altogether if this is part of the deal of, we're going to give you this, and the judge looks at it, okay, well, he's going to do his own community service. As long as they ask for some type of documentation, he may be in the clear. So this really isn't as bad. But is that the way we reward people now? You go out and steal something?
It apparently. Because
I'm sure, I'm not going to say it, because I'm sure there are comments all over Channel 4. Where'd you get the story?
It's Channel 4.
Channel 4's website. Oh, if I go out and steal a Maserati, does that mean, you know, I get an endorsement for Terry Dorsey?
No, because...
But I'm sure that's the mentality. Oh, is that the way we reward people? That is a valid question. Is that really the right thing to do? But if they're forcing him to go out to talk to kids, okay, never steal the tester because they always consider that retail.
And that's actually good information. Just FYI, kids, the tester is not free.
I'm guessing he stole the tester because the cologne is behind the counter.
Exactly. Now, actually, Alfie, I think you buy cologne recently. Don't they have some bottles that are kept on display, or are they all behind the box?
It depends on the store. Some of them have them all stacked up on one big, I guess, shelf.
Display or whatever.
Yeah, and a lot of them have them locked behind the counter.
Yeah, I know CVS keeps theirs locked up.
And that's why they do that.
That's where I get mine.
And what do you wear?
Musk oil for men.
Mm.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because it's dangerous. That's what it says on the box.
How long has it said that on the box?
It's 1974. I'm paraphrasing, but they may have changed it. Something like, almost dangerous, yet it's legal. Nobody's ever complained about the smell. I like it. I don't wear a lot of it. I've been out for a few months.
Mm.
But what was it? Hug Me in the Hall. That bald-headed guy, the scaffolding.
Oh, Scafidi.
Yeah, he hugged me.
Well, that was nice.
It was Anna DeHaro.
Oh.
She goes, what is that? What are you wearing? I'm too embarrassed to say. Because it just sounds cheap. Although it's made by Jovan.
Ooh. See, that sounds fancy.
Well, but if I said, hi, Jovan, then they're going to ask, oh, which fragrance? I don't know. Because musk doesn't really sound pleasant.
No, it makes you sound like a river rodent.
I've been living in my meemaw's closet.
Yeah, because if someone just describes someone's smell, it's like, you know what? He smelled musky. Mm-hmm. That doesn't just ooze sex appeal.
Yeah. Very sellable chicks go, well, I must f*** him. I enjoy that smell. Does he also have mothball cologne?
I think if it's the smell that I'm thinking of, I smelled it on a guy, I really should talk faster, in the lobby as I walked through the lobby. He was picking up a prize, and he had the same smell as you, but more of it. He was filling up the lobby with the musk.
There are a few people that work up here that obviously get their cologne perfume at Costco.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And they just, like, perfume in a drum. They just hop in and hop out.
Yeah, it's next to the candy.
Do I?
Marinate.
Oh. It's, do they not, even I know, if you're beyond a certain range from me and you smell it, it's too much.
That's why it's supposed to be.
I've seen chicks, mostly just in the movies, that would take whatever perfume, spray it in the air in front of them, mm-hmm. and then lean into it really quick.
Yeah, or just walk through it.
Yeah. The ones up here, it's like they've got some type of anal perfume pouches, glands.
Yeah.
They just feel walk a little by. Low. I don't think I smell. There we go.
She's got her own spray system.
Do you know honey badgers have stink pouches in their ass?
You been watching documentaries again?
I watched, yeah. There's a new one on Netflix that was, says 2014, obviously, produced this year. And it was more in depth than that 3 or 4 minute thing on YouTube.
Really? I've seen that, and I haven't watched it yet, but I've seen it on my.
You know, they
Netflix
could get
stuff.
Bit by a rattlesnake and sleep it off.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's the craziest thing ever. They're just sleep it off and wake up. Yeah, I got a little bit of hangover. Stand up. Go.
They showed honey badgers out in the wild chasing full grown lions around.
I know they really meant that video. He really didn't care.
I think they said one of the few things that can actually take a honey badger, I want to say it's a hyena. They said that the pounds per square inch, the jaws clamping down.
Right.
The hyena is double that of the honey badger. Wow. But even hyenas don't like messing with them because those honey badgers, they're just dicks.
It makes sense if you're a hyena, it's not worth it. There's so many other things out there that are probably easier to kill.
Yeah, you just look at the honey badger, laugh it off, and go on. Get it? I didn't watch the entire documentary. It wasn't bad. Like I said, it was just like that 3 or 4 minute thing on YouTube. And honey badgers are smart little MFs.
How so?
There's a guy that had one as a pet. I don't think he could actually pet it. But he put it in an enclosure with...
You mean he wasn't curling up with it at night?
Mm-hmm.
Snuggle with mama.
I would say... Let's see, his head stuck over it. So, like a 5-foot enclosure of just concrete walls. Great big concrete wall pen.
Okay.
And he put, what do they call him? Snuggle or whatever. That honey badger went and found a branch, picked it up, laid it up against the wall, crawled out. They took the branches out. So the honey badger built mud walls or a ramp up to the top, climbed out of that. I think there were some old car tires. Honey badger picked that up, stood on top of that, got out. He even put a gate enclosure, you know, like a chain link fence.
Uh-huh.
And had two honey badgers in that. So one honey badger held the fence while the other one climbed up the gate and took the slide lock and moved it to the left. And there were two slide locks.
Shut up.
It's it's is that too much?
No.
That's fudged up.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
It's like I can't think of any other animal in the wild kingdom or domestic kingdom that's that smart. F beagles.
Yeah.
I'll bet you if he could get into an old Chevy pickup, Badger would hotwire it. It's still on Netflix. What's it called?
Is it called Honey Badger Don't Care? Or
no, it's not the Honey Badger Don't Care.
No, I know it's not. I thought it was something
I think it's
catchy.
I think it's just... It's a PBS special.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. It just may be called Nature, the Honey Badger. What do they tag it with?
It's a Honey Badger's Masters of Mayhem.
Yes.
Okay. See, I knew it was there was some sort of thing. Masters of Mayhem.
Souls of the Wild. I'm trying to think of something else it did.
How long was it, the documentary?
I don't know. Are you looking at it, Alfie?
I'm pulling it up on Netflix right now.
My guess is, if it's on PBS, probably an hour.
Okay.
Since there's no commercials. What else did he do? It was just odd to watch this thing about the size of a skunk.
Okay.
Chase full-grown lions and lionesses around this field. Chased a rhinoceros around. I don't know what it is that makes them so, and to get hit by a rattlesnake, go, all right, now.
I sure could use that. I'm sleepy.
But there's one particular thing they had problems with. I can't remember. If there were enough, now they chased hyenas all over the place. Chase. If it was in the wild, they chased it. You see giraffes running, and this little skunk-sized thing running behind it.
Yeah, that actually, it doesn't sound like it's some sort of fierce creature. It sounds more like my wife when she sees a roach.
It's like the Valerie of the Wild Kingdom.
Wow. And the amazing thing is none of us, I say none of us, I had never really heard or knew anything about a honey badger until that stupid video went viral. And at the time, you understood what the guy was saying is true, but since it was done in the voice and the accent, it was just silly.
You know, possibly some of it was parody, or they just had video of a honey badger attacking a rattlesnake and right. it died. And the name came from the fact that they really like honey.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't give a rat's ass about getting stung. They don't like it, but they'll still do it.
And that is so messed up how they can just come out of the ground and be like, hello. And then just everything runs.
Out of the way, Kodiak bear.
And they've got really, and they didn't say compared to dogs how great the smell was, but they like to eat some type of bugs, whatever. And they can smell them underground and they'll just start digging.
Jesus.
I'm just wondering what they evolved from, because you couldn't have just started in nature as just this wildebeest. And then when I saw the part of the documentary of the honey badger climbing up the chain link fence and knowing to move that slide lock over to the left and up. You know what type of lock I'm talking about?
Yes.
Unlocked it and then climbed up another couple of feet and got the other one. So not only do they know how to unlock them, they can count. You almost wished they could domesticate them, because they'd make perfect guard dogs.
Oh my God. Can you imagine being able to, when you get a new house and you're able to hang that sign up front that says home protected by honey badger? Mm-mm. Hell, I think you should just do that in general. What criminal wants to take that chance?
I don't think most people. First of all, it doesn't. And they also said honey badgers aren't really badgers. They're an offshoot of weasels. So it's just like a weasel on Adderall. It's roids.
Yeah.
Just with a really bad attitude. And when animals come up against them that they can't really fend off, then that's when they excrete their anal sacs. Because there was a guy watching the honey badgers eat.
Mm-hmm.
And some hyenas came up, and the honey badgers didn't look at them. They just blew their honey badger fart.
Okay.
And I don't know how far the guy was away, but he was going, oh, my queen. He was from the UK.
Gotcha.
It must have been horrific. A skunk smell, I can tolerate.
Especially from a distance and, you know, from wherever it is to wherever you are, it's going to have dissipated some. It's diluted in a way.
And honey badgers are sort of like Everett, and they had their iliums removed.
And that's a wildlife expert. So, I mean, this is not their first expedition. That guy has smelled some stuff already. So he's going to be some acclimated to these smells. And if that's his reaction.
I say, man.
I say, damn. And obviously, there's got to be a cameraman sitting there shooting him, and the camera started going.
It starts shaking?
Just a little bit, but not a lot. So the camera guy wasn't happy about it either.
He's probably, his eyes are watering.
Oh, you're going to hold this still. Oh,
he's got to tell his kids later, Daddy got farted on by a honey badger and cried.
Alfie, did you find it?
The video, yeah. It's free on Amazon Prime. It's on Netflix. It's a full hour episode of nature.
It's worth watching.
Sounds like it.
Just to watch something the size of a large chihuahua chase around a rhinoceros. Because you know all the other rhinoceri are telling each other, don't go near that thing. It looks like you can take him, but if he floats an air biscuit, you better hit the fan. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
506, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Purelator Filters. Traffic blows everywhere right now. Only a few actual accidents, though. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Highway 10. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from 183. In Arlington, westbound I-30, right at Fielder, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Collins Street. And in Dallas, southbound I-35, on the service road right at Mockingbird, about a pretty serious accident that has traffic pretty much jacked right there. Right now, your backup is onto the main lanes, back from around Harry Hines. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
It's not that I'm not well hung. I've figured out a way to suck my penis back up into my body to protect myself
when fighting crime.
That's smart.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What was the story that we're reading that led us to the honey badgers?
We were talking about the Cowboys running back who got an endorsement deal after stealing underwear.
Okay. As long as there was a natural segue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We went into the break. I had no inkling. Where did it come from?
It kind of came out of nowhere.
Alfie, who's on the hunt?
That is Captain Howard.
Oh. Captain Howard?
Yes, sir.
How are you, boss?
I'm doing good. How about you?
How's retirement?
It's great.
Aren't you too young to retire? Not kissing your ass?
No, not really. I started as a child.
How long were you the SWAT commander for the Sheriff's Department?
On two different occasions, I had about a total of 8 years.
Okay. Well, when we first met you, were you the SWAT commander?
No, I was over traffic then.
DWI Task Force?
Correct.
Okay. So then they promoted you again to SWAT commander and you quit.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. We wanted to get your opinion on the Cleburne shooting. I got an email from an officer from Cleburne. I had Dan. Did you get the email Dan sent you during this last break?
Yeah, I read it.
Okay. I think it's only fair to read part of this.
Yeah, I think so.
Only problem is about a page and a half long. I caught some of your show yesterday. This is from a Cleburne police officer. And unfortunately, I couldn't catch all. And I'm not going to say the officer's name because even if it's been released, that ain't none of my business yet. I work as a patrol officer for Cleburne PD and have for 15 years. I work on the same shift as the officer that shot the dog. Worked with him for 12 years. I can assure you he's a good, honest officer. He is not a dog hater or a dog murderer like is being stated. He loves dogs and has all his life. He's owned two different pit bulls, so he's not a pit bull hater either. He was bitten by a dog in 2013 because he didn't shoot an aggressive dog when he should have because he doesn't like to shoot dogs. Then he goes on to explain the 911 call, which I think most people know now. Somebody was trapped in a car. They were scared. They didn't want to get out of the car. He also makes mention of he made the when he found the two dogs in the drainage ditch, he made this kissing noise. They said to calm the dogs down. But the dogs already looked calm to me in the video. And the rest of it, I think most people know.
Right.
So there's another, I don't know anything about this officer. I just assume he's with Cleburne PD.
Right.
And they're saying, you know, that there's more to the video than what we've seen. Well, I don't know what's going to change anybody's perception. And I'm, before I totally lose my mind on this issue, I'm going to wait for an investigation. And now the Texas Rangers are going to look into it. We'll see what Nolan says. And we'll go from there. You saw the entire video?
Yeah.
All right. I
watched it.
And you've been in law enforcement for how many years?
31.
Okay. Your take?
You know, I watched the whole video and several times over. First of all, the first people to blame are the dog owners for having their dogs out running around. You know, I'm sorry. If you can't take care of your dogs, go get a goldfish. But, you know, there are a couple, three things that jumped out at me. One, when he first, go back to the 911 call for somebody who's really scared of the dogs, lady on the phone, she's not screaming, she's not crying, she's not yelling. It appears that she's more annoyed than anything else.
Right.
But when the officer first shows up, one of the dogs comes up, jumps up on him, and tries to play with him. He doesn't find that aggressive.
And he knows that dog is one of the three that are running loose.
Right.
So the demeanor, I would just guess, could you assume the demeanor of all the dogs would be kind of the same as the first one?
You know, I would presume that because, again, I'm a dog owner. Dogs are pack animals. If one of them's kind of friendly, usually they're all. And I've found that about 99% of all dogs are friendly. There's very few mean dogs out there. And the other thing that jumped out at me when he encounters him there in the little drainage ditch, you know, they're not pinned up, so they've got a way to escape. They're not wounded, and they're not protecting their own territory, and they seem to be pretty friendly. Well, I've been involved in critical incidents. I've investigated critical incidents, and if you had a threat coming at you, you generally don't stand there flat-footed and wait for the threat. You move. You move left, right, back, up, down, something, but you don't just stand there and wait for it. And by the video, he just stands right there and fires his weapon three times.
Can you find any justification on the officer calling the dogs? Because he makes that kind of kissy noise the first time. Then you see him draw his weapon. And then he makes the little kissy noise again. And it, as a layman to me, it looks like he's calling the dog closer to him to shoot him.
You know, again, I don't have all the facts based just on the video. I just don't see. If I make that little kissy noise, it's because I think the dog's friendly and I'm calling it over to pet it or give it a treat. You know, that's simple. I mean, you can look at the dog. The little bit you can see about the dog, it's wagging its tail. I don't see any teeth. You know, I don't see aggression in either one of those dogs.
I'm looking at the email from the Cleburne police officer. He made the kissy noises to see how the dogs would react. The female dog stopped, looked at him with a confused look. The male dog lowered his head, growled at the officer, baring his teeth. Again, the officer made the kissy noises to attempt to calm the male dog down. The male dog continued. See, that doesn't work with the video. It doesn't work with the video and the audio together.
No. And again, if that dog's rushing at me and I'm scared, I'm probably going to yell at it, scream at it, say some words that you're not allowed to say on the radio. I mean, I'm going to do something other than just stand there flat-footed and fire three rounds. I'm going to take some type of evasive action or yell at the dog.
Is there any reason that does tasing work on dogs?
You know, it works, but you got to remember, a dog is a much smaller target. It's moving much faster.
Okay.
And depending on where the you hit it, there's a lot of bones, so it's not real effective.
Okay. All right. So the tasing thing's fair. What is it, Dan?
What about pepper spray?
Pepper spray works on most dogs. Unless the dog is actually trained to attack, be some type of attack dog, pepper spray will work.
Now, we had an officer call yesterday, Shane.
Right.
I'm not even good at remembering names. And he said possibly the officer that shot the dog either didn't know or forgot that the body cam recorded audio. Now, if you take the audio out of the equation, then some of this makes sense. Hey, if it's just video, I can call the dog. It looks like it's coming at me. I can shoot it. I can't shoot the second one because it didn't come at me. Does that make sense? I mean, it does if that's accurate.
Well, I listened to Shane yesterday, and if that's accurate, I can't imagine that the officer didn't know the video camera had audio. That would, I can't imagine he wouldn't know that.
Yeah, in the email, this Cleburne officer said, Officer Shane that called yesterday suggested that our officer didn't know the video camera had sound. That's not the case. He knew full well the wearable video camera included sound. We, Cleburne PD, have had wearable video cameras for about a year and are very aware of how they work. This officer and several other officers will generally make friendly noises to strange dogs to see how they react.
Right. So, like I said, I think he knew it had audio. I'd be surprised if he didn't.
And this officer in this email goes on to say what you said. The only lawbreaker in this situation is a dog owner for not keeping their dogs behind a fence or on a leash. He said, I'll admit the 22-second video looks bad, but there's more to the story.
Right. And I really hope there is. I mean, I've been bit by a dog, and obviously I'm still here, so it wasn't that big a deal. But when you look at, like I said, at 22 seconds, I can't see anywhere in there where the dog was aggressive to the point that it had to be shot.
And the dogs weren't even coming at him in the beginning of the video. You see him walk up. I don't even know if they noticed him in the beginning.
Right, because it looks like he's kind of up on a hill and they're down in a ditch. And I would guess a city the size of Cleburne has some type of animal control that he could have called out to assist. I mean, they weren't, if they were so aggressive, you would have thought by the time he got there, they would have already bitten somebody or attacked somebody or something. But they pretty much look like they're out in the field playing.
Okay. And I'm not trying to convict the cop without evidence. It puts me in a really strange position because something like this, if he did it on purpose, it makes other officers look bad, and it doesn't help me with a foundation raising money for police officers and firefighters. So right. If this wasn't a good shoot, then I'm as pissed off as other cops.
Right. And that's the kind of the rambling text I sent to Dan last night is, you know, if this isn't good, that hurts everybody. You know, if it is good, then Cleburne or the Rangers or whoever needs to get out there in front of it and show why it is good. And to this point, I haven't seen them release anything to say, okay, this is the rest of the story. If there's the rest of the story, let's get it out there.
Yeah, and that's what Dan's brought up from the beginning. And I even told the officer that emailed from Cleburne, I said, first of all, I haven't said this officer did it. I just said, if we all turn out to be absolutely wrong, I will drive to Cleburne, and I'll personally apologize to the officer, and I'll do it on the air, and I'm not going to make it just a passing story, because he's gotten there's been a lot of news coverage leading up to it. If this was a good shoot, then he should get as much coverage following it.
I agree. I'll drive you to Cleburne, so you can tell him that, if it turns out that it was a good shoot.
We'll take the MRAP, yes.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Okay. Will they still let you drive it even though you retired?
I still have a key. They don't know. They don't listen to this show, so it's no big deal.
I saw this MRAP driving up and down Lower Greenville weaving back. It was either Captain Howard or one of our buddies from DPD. I almost said his name. So just looking at the video, which is not really fair, but it kind of contains the entire scene. Dog comes up, officer comes up on the dogs. They're in the distance. He calls the dogs. And I don't know. Is it No pun. Is it overkill for the three shots? Because you hear the first shot. First of all, you never hear the dogs growl. And you hear the first shot, and you hear the dog wince in pain. Is it was it three shots overkill?
You know, I can't say that because you can't really see it. But again, most dogs, if they hear a gunshot, they're going to run away. Most dogs are afraid of loud noises. I mean, look at what your dog or my dog does when it thunders.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't see the dog continuing to be aggressive or continuing to come towards him after the first shot, especially if the first shot struck him, which it sounds like it does.
Yeah,
it did.
Luckily, yeah. It's not in the video.
Right.
Okay. I wanted to check with everybody that we know in law enforcement, because, again, this really puts me in an odd situation because it's obvious I'm pro-police. But I'm not. Right. I'm not pro bad police.
Right. And you know, I've talked to a lot of people today in law enforcement, and while they're not judging the officer, nobody's saying he's wrong. I have yet to find anybody who has watched that video who says, "Yeah, he was justified." And nobody has come to that conclusion yet.
Okay. Did you take a vacation after your retirement?
A little bit.
Where'd you go?
Nowhere. I play golf.
Really?
Yeah. That's about it.
Do you use a club or a gun or
a little bit of both? It depends on how I'm doing.
When he gets bored playing golf, he just picks up a sniper position in the bunker.
Or if
the golf course I play on has armadillos, so that adds some a level of challenge.
Or if his ball misses a hole, he just pulls out his gun, creates a new one, ball falls in it.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, sir, for the visit. I appreciate it.
All right, Russ, be careful.
All right. Thank you, boss. And so far, again, this is not court. I just wanted to check before I made a fool of myself. Every police contact that we've got, every single one, has looked at the video and said, I'm paraphrasing, that's effed up.
Yeah.
Now, Texas Rangers may come out and say something else. And I meant to ask Captain Howard, and I forgot, is that unusual? I think Cleburne requested the Texas Rangers.
They did.
So it's not like the Rangers saw the video and said, hey, this is something we need to get in on.
Mm-hmm.
Cleburne asked for an outside entity, so everybody knows whatever result comes from this, it's fair.
Yeah.
But the texts that I've got back. Let me open up my phone. Let's see. One officer texted me back. Bad shoot. No need to shoot those dogs. No display of aggression on their part. Looked like the officer either didn't like dogs or wanted to shoot something. Next one. Just from the video I saw, that's effed up. In my opinion, he executed them without provocation. Another one, I said not good. And then a sniper friend of ours just said, after he looked at the video, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly the Texas Rangers will, trust me, I really know what it's like to be accused of something and nobody know all the facts. I don't like the video.
Yeah. Now,
the death threats for the officer that did this, that's effed up. Somehow somebody's released his name someplace. I don't know who it was. But an officer's been getting death threats on his Facebook. There is no justification for that. So if it's any of our listeners, you better knock that off. And if I find out who you are, I again will rain down terror on you. I got nothing else to say.
One officer I spoke to commented on the Texas Rangers getting involved, and he said, I predict the officer, will be fired and indicted quickly. This POS gives everyone a bad name. Another officer I spoke to also said, F that guy. So, I mean, it's already a situation. Captain Howard touched on it. I even had a conversation with a police friend about this earlier today, and I told him, I said, we all already know your job is incredibly difficult, especially currently. You are because of Ferguson, St. Louis, everything going on, police are under even more scrutiny than they already normally are. Yet here you have what seems to be an officer acting so brazenly despite all that and putting at risk even more so what little good is still attached to police.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday I said, I know that 99% of the police officers on the street are honest and they're heroes. And then some dildo calls. Really? You think 99%? Yeah. Well, what about, I just answered your question. You think my percentile is going to change? Well, there are thousands of videos on YouTube. How many police officers are there in this country? You hate cops.
Well, no, I don't.
Why are you looking at videos? Why are you searching videos on YouTube of cops who are accused of wrongdoing?
You're looking to be angry.
You want some type of validation of why you hate cops.
I forget what channel. Maybe there's a channel. I just haven't searched it for it. But the channel that shows all the videos of police being heroes.
You know, it's funny. I've never really searched it. But I know specifically there is a video of a Sachse police officer. Marty the cop sent me this a long time ago, wanted me to edit up the video because they were going to award this officer with something.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled people out of a burning car. Car you didn't want to get close to. He went back twice. I got money, says you can't find that on YouTube.
I may have to look for it.
Because nobody likes to think, well, yeah, cops do good. Well, all my encounters...
Any car I had, it's always been bad. They was writing me a ticket, telling me how I'm driving too fast. Ain't none of their business. So what if I'm driving my John Deere on the road? Then they tell me I can't f*** my own goats.
Yeah, they frown on that as well. Sorry.
Goats wanted it. Look at them walking around, shaking that goat poo nanny.
It doesn't matter what the goat is doing.
Well, I do sheep, but I can't afford sheep. So I f*** goats. That's what me and my buddy Ben Garrison
do. Oh, no, man. Somewhere Ben was thinking, oh, man.
Thank
God they're talking about somebody else, and they're not going to work me into this conversation.
You talk wrong, dude.
All right.
We'll be back. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:35, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Getting started off in Dallas, south on I-35 on the service road, right at Mockingbird. Got a pretty serious accident blocking, you know, pretty much everything on the service road there. This one causing a big delay on the main lanes of I-35 southbound that has you backed up back from Harry Hines. And Arlington west on I-30, right at Fielder, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to 360. And at Hearst southbound, East Loop 820, right at Glenview Pipeline, got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Your backup there is back from 183. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by PetSmart. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 83. Right now, 81. At 97.1, the Eagle.
On 97.1 The Eagle.
I like him. I like Captain Howard.
Mm-hmm. He's good people.
It's not just because he's nice to us. There's just something about his name. He's kind of like Tim Powers, the attorney. You ask him a question, you get an answer. Straightforward, you can understand it.
Yeah.
Like Everett, but you ask him a question, you might as well call somebody from the UN if you want to know what he said. You blow a book?
Almost. And then set aside a little time for a road trip because you're about to hear an audio book.
Yeah. I've always had to do that with Everett, and I'm amazed that I actually can extrapolate what he's saying and then explain it to the listeners. Because really, I'm not explaining it to them. I'm telling myself what he said.
It just happens to work out for those listening.
Right.
In a sentence and a half.
Yeah. Okay, so let me get this straight.
Hang on. Channel 4 is doing a story again.
Teeth. But the video seems to show both dogs wagging their tails while staying in the ditch. The other dog, the third dog, was not hurt. The mayor says the Texas Rangers and another outside law enforcement agency will investigate.
Okay, we've already heard that. And I know it sounds like, hang on, is it somebody from Cleburne?
Yeah, Mayor Cleburne.
Reviews, we will take swift and decisive action, whatever that may be and wherever the chips may fall. It is an opportunity for us to look at ways to improve our safety for our community as well as the animals that we may come into contact and whether we need to revise our policies regarding our handling with aggressive animals.
Yes. The officer who shot the dog three times was put on paid administrative leave last Friday. The Cleburne police chief says he's been getting death threats. The owners of the dog named Maximus say they just want justice.
And I had somebody send me an email that said that. I hope the family gets justice. There's never any type, if the officer was wrong, there's never any type of justice for this. What, are you going to go shoot the cop's dog?
You're not going to
do that. It's not right. You're not going to do it. The death threats aren't going to work.
No.
I told the guy in the email, I said, if in fact he did it, I'll just scooch over in my seat in hell. He can sit next to me. And then you'll have two levels of hell. Because I'm going to be chatty.
You know what I haven't done in a while? My James Brown impersonation.
My what?
My James Brown impersonation. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. I'm glad somebody's in hell that deserves this.
Uh-huh. Do you like noodles?
Hi, this is James Brown. I'm going to sit next to you for eternity. I'm going to talk about noodles. Me sopa.
Mm-hmm.
Meat on bud. Huh? I like soup. Bring me some soup. And bring me some bisque that's cold.
In hell?
That's right. I just bring me some cold soup, right, damn it.
James Brown, want gazpacho in hell? You bring him gazpacho.
You bring me gazpacho.
Brought over Gilbert Godfrey, too.
And bring me some, living eye soup and some, Brahms, ice cream, and some jello.
God.
Brahms?
That's all right. It's the only thing I think of. Alfie, what do you got?
Shane is back on line one, and the guy on line three says his brother is a Cleburne cop.
Okay. Shane is a cop?
Yes.
All right. Yes, Shane?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I watched the video last night.
Had you not watched it when you called us yesterday?
No, I had not seen it yet.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And to me, I heard what Captain Howard said, and I heard what the Cleburne Police Department said. I believe it's harder to believe that he shot that dog that was not aggressive in any manner, sitting there wagging his tail, knowing that the audio was rolling in a camera, and then raising his gun for a second time, and then not doing it, than it is to believe that he
knew that there was audio being recorded.
Right.
That makes sense, and you and I could be absolutely wrong on this, but it makes sense as you watch the video of,
right.
Okay, forgetting that there's audio, I'm going to call this first dog, I'm going to shoot it. All right, I can't shoot the second one because it didn't come towards me. So
right. That
one's out if he thought there's no audio. Does that not make right. Sense, Dan?
No, I get that, yeah.
I don't know. How long have you been a cop?
6 years.
And now that you've watched the video, your opinion?
My opinion is he's got a stormy future ahead. I don't think it's going to be well for him because once it starts going up the ladder, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry what had happened. It's on film.
Do the Texas Rangers always respond when a police department asks for an outside investigation?
That I can't call mine on. I have no idea.
Okay.
I haven't been in that much trouble.
All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate the call yesterday and today.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, boss. Alfie, the guy on three, is a Cleburne officer?
No, his brother is.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Hey, Russ, sorry. I haven't listened to your show a long time. I love you guys, and I love what you do for the police department. My brother's a police officer in Cleburne, and I haven't watched the video, don't know anything about it. I just heard you guys talking about it. So I texted my brother and said, hey, are you the one over there shooting dogs? And he responded with, no, but I'm still getting death threats over it anyway.
Well, and, several of the officers are getting threats?
Yeah, he wasn't even involved. And he's gotten some death threats.
Like on Facebook?
I didn't ask him for specifics. I just texted him, and he just said, yeah, I'm still getting death threats over it. And
let him do it. Because there's always a way to trace these, and I don't know what the penalty is for threatening a police officer. I'm going to guess it's more than just a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't say my response to him because, you know, I'm on the radio, but It was a few expletives, and he just responded with, yeah, it's gotten really bad. A lot of them are getting threats, and a lot of, you know, just
and I don't
anger
know.
Over something. Over, and people that didn't have anything to do with it.
And what I don't get is, what purpose does that serve? What's going to change? Hey, I'm going to send this cop a death threat. And? Is that going to change the investigation? Is it going to change? All it's going to do is get you on probably some type of capital offense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, sir.
Not to mention,
I didn't mean to eat up an entire hour or 45 minutes on this.
No, I understand, but this is a story that yesterday, when we first started talking about it, it was starting to go national. By last night, early this morning, it had become international. So yeah, unfortunately, there are serious repercussions that come with this video. That's why I said before, if there's more to the story, you as the police department need to put out the entire story so it's all there, as opposed to letting the world and, God help us, the internet run wild with comment sections, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, only having this snippet to judge things on. The world.
But that's what we're doing. We're looking at the video, and what we're doing is as unfair as people who have already convicted this officer.
No, it's not, because we're not calling up the officer at home or writing on his Facebook wall threatening to kill him over this. So we're not as bad as they are. We are trying to be as fair as possible, but the police department is not helping us. The closest we got was his fellow officer trying to give more input and background information.
And obviously, because and you said if there's more information that needs to, needs to be out there, and that could be why Chief Severance of the Cleburne Police Department called in the Texas Rangers to have them look at this, so it doesn't look like just an internal investigation, because that's never made any sense to me. Oh, I got a complaint against a police officer. Well, we'll turn it over an internal investigation. It's like if one of the four of us on this show got in trouble, and they asked me to look into it, I'm going to go back and go, no, Alfie didn't steal any of that.
Mm-mm.
We did an internal investigation, and we found that there was no merit to it. It was false.
Yeah.
Now, can I turn in this receipt for this U-Haul? Because we had to move a lot of legitimate stuff over the weekend.
No, I see it as, to me, the Cleburne Police Department has suffered in a couple ways. One is, if there is more to the story like they have claimed, then it either does not exist, which is really bad, or they've fumbled it from a PR standpoint by not releasing all of it along with the snippet of the video. I think at this point I'm starting to think that what we're left with is what there is. I don't think there really is anything else. I don't think there's going to be anything else that's going to be compelling to come out of this to change any minds.
What was the thing that Captain Howard sent you after we talked to him about the police officer from Cleburne that sent the email? He was president of...
Yeah, Captain Howard did say he wished that the guy that wrote the letter, he said, I wish that he would have told you guys that he's the president of their association and therefore has a vested interest in protecting a member.
And really, that's what you should do until somebody's convicted.
Mm-hmm.
And this officer, to this point, the damning evidence is a video, but there's got to be, I don't know. I hate this story. I hate it because I just hate it. I don't like it when animals are shot, people getting shot, chances are you did something. Animals wagging their tails. There are options. And second-guessing police officers ain't my gig. But this one's bothered me. And if you look at the Cleburne Police Department's website, it said, our mission is to protect and serve Cleburne. Our vision is a world-class police department serving the best community in North Texas. Our values are integrity, service, and excellence. And if you take them at their sworn word, we'll find out what happened.
Yeah.
And that's about as fair as I can be.
Alfie saying line one.
Alfie, I don't want anything else about dogs. Well, just because their tail is wagging, that's what it says. The tail is wagging doesn't mean they're friendly. I think it does.
I know.
Unless a dog is just is into S&M and enjoys chewing somebody. I'm like, I'm sure I'm getting a lot out of this.
Oh, get down here. You got to try some of these toes.
Man, I think I'm going to bust a nut. Tail's wagging. I'm biting this guy my pink things out. This is better than a bar mitzvah.
All right, if the pink thing's out, then that might be a sign of aggression.
No, that's a sign of like you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. The tail wag thing, I don't see that as an aggressive anything. I know how my dog is when it sees other dogs that it doesn't like. There is no tail wagging. There is no flexibility anywhere in his body. I know when he's pissed and he's on high alert. And that tail, straight as a board.
And also the dogs didn't approach the officer until he called them.
Right.
Normally, if you're aggressive, you don't have to call them.
They just come get you.
I'll bet you any time a cop's been attacked in the past, he didn't have to say, hey, come here. Come here, criminal.
Okay, that'd be pretty cool if he did. That's some Batman type stuff.
Hey, could you come in? Come here for a second.
That officer just made kissy noises at me.
Who are you? I want you to do me a favor. All right. Obviously, there's other stuff. But Captain Howard and the Cleburne officer that emailed me, both of them were correct. The initial people to blame are the owners for letting their dogs get out. None of this would have happened had the dogs been contained.
And that is the one thing that is
but
awful
that doesn't
as
mean-
an owner. I mean, it sucks because, yes, as an owner, you are ultimately responsible. However, stuff happens. It may not have been the owner's fault. We don't know.
No, because I've had my dogs get out. Kahlua's gotten out. The beagle. When I first got that beagle, that bitch was out probably twice a month.
Right, and that's
and
why
if she was aggressive, luckily beagles aren't known for being aggressive. It was the fact that these were pit bulls.
Right.
And everybody's got this predisposition. They think that pit bulls are bad. Predisposition.
There you go. Yeah, because, I mean, as owners, things happen with the dog sometimes. It just does.
But if you got pit bulls and you know the perception, then maybe you take extra precautions so they don't get out.
You would hope, yeah.
Unless these pit bulls somehow have a little bit of honey badger in their background. Uh-huh. Is that where you were going?
Yeah, absolutely.
I will go in. I will unlock this fence. First, I will do the combination lock.
He breaks out the stethoscope.
I will get out my lock pick. That's what I don't get with the guy with the honey badgers.
Right.
Is maybe he was just running tests to see, all right, I got this enclosure. What can they get out of? And the fact that they were able to figure out how to climb up the side of a chain link fence, take a slide lock, move it to the left, move it up so it's unlocked, go up, unlock the other one. Maybe he just wanted to see how far they could go. Because really, all you got to do is put a padlock on there.
Yeah.
Combination lock, probably not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if they decide to pull out their little bolt cutters.
The badger.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Everything in that video on Netflix, that PBS documentary, everything that badger grabbed. First of all, there was some foliage, shrubs, whatever, in the enclosure. And the guy that had the badger, I think all this was in the UK, didn't really know what they were capable of. Honey badger pulls a shrub up out of the ground, lays it up against the wall, climbs up it. Had there been a ladder, he'd have been out every day.
No kidding.
F you lousy screws, I'm getting out of here.
So do they ever travel in twos, or are they all on their own?
No, they're even worse when they travel into it. But mostly twos, they said. I don't know why. The pup, honey badger pup,
okay,
hangs around with the mom for about 2 years.
Ooh, okay.
Because originally they thought, okay, that's just their mates. Now, normally that's the mom's kid.
Gotcha.
The father's kid. Maybe it just takes a couple of years to figure out how to terrorize rhinoceros.
Yeah, it's training.
Or chase giraffes.
That's a lot of mean stuff to learn.
It is. It makes sense that it would take 2 years. Because as soon as you're off the teat, now you got to learn your nunchucks. You got to learn explosives.
The honey badger?
I'm just assuming. Everything else that you're saying that was in the documentary.
Explosive. It looked like the child would finally separate from the mom when another male honey badger would come along and go, hey. Uh-uh. Start screwing the mom in front of the kid. And
oh.
I guess the video, that's what it was in the documentary. The kid finally goes, yeah, I guess it's time for me to leave the nest.
Yeah, once you see mom getting it, you're like, no.
Yeah, that's not right.
Mama?
Are you okay? Is he hurting you? I'm fine. I'm a male honey badger.
Oh, no.
I sound like Gary Busey. I'm going to delay on.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, I'm just worried.
And when I eat somebody out, I mean business.
Yeah, just imagine the human crossover. You walk in on your mom and Gary Busey's there.
Oh. You don't need to be watching this. You need to leave the room. I'm about to fart in your mother's face. Us honey Buseys like to do that.
Honey Buseys.
We need a break, don't we? Mm-hmm. We need to talk about something else other than this. Well, at least we got off on the honey badger.
Absolutely.
All right, Alfie, really quick, what do you got?
The chick on line one claims that she's the owner of these dogs.
Do you have a story that says their name?
I know the name.
Okay. Let me turn the mics off. Yes, Amanda.
Yes.
What's your last name?
Henderson.
Okay. Turn your radio down.
I'm sorry?
Turn your radio down.
Oh, okay. Turn the radio down. Sorry, I'm dropping the kids off at practice real quick. I maybe should have waited a minute.
What is that, a term for taking a dump?
No.
No.
I tell you what, I got a break. Can you hang on during this commercial break?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
604, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy. It's an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Traffic blows everywhere right now. Not a whole lot of real accidents, though. We'll start off in Dallas, westbound I-30, just after 75. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Haskell in Lewisville, southbound I-35. Excuse me, just after FM 407. Earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up back from the Lake Lewisville Bridge. Entering her southbound East Loop Bay 20 right at Glenview Pipeline. Got an accident there blocking the left shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from 183. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, overnight low of 60, then tomorrow, mostly sunny. Expect a high around 83. Right now, it's 81, and 97.1 The Eagle.
Text in and win for your shot to win iHeartRadio's Concert Confidential.
The key word is cloud. That's cloud.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.
Could you sound less enthused when you give out those keywords?
No.
Yeah. Keyword is cloud. Like I give it.
On 97.1 The Eagle.
What about a cloud? All right, Alfie, are you sure that that's a chick from Cleveland?
I verified them as best they could.
As best they could? What'd you do?
I asked them what street they lived on. I asked one of them what they were wearing during the TV interview. He knew right offhand.
Do you actually know what he was wearing?
Yes, I do.
What was it?
It was a really cool purple and turquoise and black hat. I think it was a Charlotte Hornets hat.
Yeah.
Man, that's old school.
Okay. What do they want?
They just wanted to see if you wanted to talk to them.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Okay, I got to make this quick because we spent the last couple of days talking about this.
I know it can be quick and swift. That's fine. I just had friends telling me that they were talking about it, and they said, maybe y'all should call in. And I was like, okay, I guess so.
Okay, so you have no idea what the way this show is or anything, right?
Right.
That's fair. I wouldn't listen to it either. Well, here's the thing is I have a foundation for Fallen Police and Fire, so obviously I'm pro-police, but this is a situation where we don't know everything yet, but just by the video, I'm really twisted about it, and if I'm pro-police and I'm twisted, this is a situation that to me looks bad just by the video.
Right.
Hey, where'd your husband get that hat?
A hat shop. He's into his shoes and his hats.
Is he there with you?
Yeah, he's actually out in the car listening to the radio.
Oh, what's his first name?
So, Quentin.
Hey, Quentin, my man.
You want me to tell him to come in here so he can talk to you?
Nah, he can listen in the car. He's good looking. He's a good looking man, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Does he have dreadlocks?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, they look good on him.
Yes, I'd say so.
What is it, Dan?
You're not growing dreadlocks.
I might.
No, you won't.
Maybe Quentin show me, huh?
It's a good look.
Not on Russ.
All right, let me ask you this. Just a few questions. Have the police ever been out to your house before because your dogs got out?
No, that was the first time.
Okay, so they have no... There was never an encounter before, and what was the name of the dog that was shot?
Maximus.
Maximus. Never an encounter before. Nobody had come across Maximus. They'd never been attacked.
No.
Had no clue.
No. The neighbors actually would come outside and play with them. Like, we would bring them in the front yard, and the kids would play with them.
Do you have a neighbor with an autistic kid?
No.
We had somebody call yesterday that said, I know them, and I got a nut. Didn't they say autistic?
Yeah, he said they have an autistic kid, and that would play with the dogs.
Yeah, and they said, you know, I even let my kid play with the dogs. Anyway. All right, so the police had never been out before. How'd the dogs get out?
Well, the only thing that we could think of was that our sons, they had went to give them some water, and they didn't latch the gate back all the way. And my thought process was, you know, that happens. It happens. Any dog owner has gone through this before where their dogs get out. And it just so happened that we were out of town, and we couldn't get there fast enough. And the police department actually called and said, you know, asked, is this Amanda Henderson? I said, yes. And they told me my address and asked me if I had three pits. And I said, I sure do. She said, well, they're out. And they're trying to get them because apparently there was a lady scared to get out of her car.
Okay.
Which was the neighbor's visitor. She was a visitor there.
Are you surprised that this story, I don't know if you even know this at this point, are you surprised the story has gone international?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's.
I mean, I'm still trying to soak it in because I didn't expect it to go this big at all. Neither one of us did. We were like, wow. We have a lot of people supporting us, and we are very thankful for that. And of course, you know, we've got the haters too, but that's okay. We know the story, and we know.
I don't know why anybody would hate. Forget it. You're right. There's always. It doesn't matter what's on YouTube.
Yeah,
somebody always hates it, regardless. Except Quentin's hat. That's a good hat.
Good hat, baby. Good hat.
Is he in the house?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling him.
Okay. So the dogs got out by accident. Obviously, you were surprised when the police said we had to kill one of your dogs.
No, they didn't tell us.
Oh, they didn't.
Yes.
How'd you find out?
I found out by the neighbor that is connected to our, because it was a duplex. a neighbor that was connected to us. His cousin actually lives there, and that's his girlfriend. She was there watching the boys while we were shopping, and they just, I don't know. It was, sorry, my husband interrupted me.
That's all right. I caught. Is that Quentin?
Yes, that's Quentin.
Let me talk to Quentin.
Hold on.
Here, he wants to talk to you, babe.
Hello?
My man.
Hey, how you doing?
Where'd you get that hat?
Oh, man, Lids.
Where?
Lids.
Lids at the mall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just like any mall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know. I'm not out. I never buy cool hats. Now, are those dreadlocks real, or are they part of the hat?
Oh, no, those are real.
Okay. Let me talk to you, because I think your wife, girlfriend, whatever, no offense. Seems like she's getting emotional. All right, we know how the dogs got out. How long did it take a while for you guys to get the video from the Cleburne Police Department?
About 3 weeks.
Okay. How long was the video in its entirety that they gave you?
It's like 40-something minutes.
40 minutes?
Yeah, 40-plus minutes. No more than 45, I would believe.
Okay, and the 23 seconds that's on YouTube, are you guys the ones that posted that?
No, a friend of ours posted that.
Okay. Now, is there anything else in the 40 minutes that would lead us to believe that the officer was justified in being afraid?
No.
Okay.
There shouldn't be any reason in there from what I noticed, because the first dog that he put in my backyard, he's the alpha. He's the alpha male. He runs the yard.
He's the Quentin.
Exactly.
All right.
So he doesn't leave the yard. So that shows his maturity right there, because when they pull up, he comes running from back by the fence, basically.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking is because the police department has said, well, this isn't the whole story. There's more to the video than just 22 or 23 seconds. And it's hard for me to fathom. Again, I'm not attacking this officer until the entire investigation is done, because it's just not fair. But the video is damning. So there's nothing else in the rest of the video that you think would change the circumstances?
No, unless they didn't give me everything that I needed to see.
40 minutes sounds like almost all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Are you guys? I got to run, because we've talked about this for a couple of days.
I understand.
But I'm big on police and I'm big on animals, so this has been a weird thing for me. Are you guys looking at getting another pit bull?
Yes, we are, because that was going to be my profit. I love the breed so much, so I decided to start breeding the dogs.
What's the matter, Dan?
Yeah.
None.
What?
None.
You don't like people that breed dogs?
No.
Oh, he's breeding dogs on his own. He's all right.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fine.
But all the dogs are docile. None of them are aggressive.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I have 5 kids. There's no way I would allow an aggressive dog to be around my kids.
You got 5 kids. You ain't got time for aggressive dogs.
Yeah, really?
Exactly.
Sounds like you're aggressive on your own.
And for me to have an aggressive dog around 5 kids, eventually, one day, that aggressive dog is going to snap.
Okay. All right. There's something I want to tell you, but we need to do it off here, so I'm going to put you on hold.
All right.
And then Alfield, get your contact information.
All right.
Thanks for the visit. I appreciate it. I'm sorry about your dog.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's Quentin, my man.
Mm-hmm. Hornets fan.
All right. How do I tell him? I'm not trying to sound like I'm... First of all, if anybody hears me off of this, they're going to start asking for stuff.
Yeah. Don't say it.
Alfie.
Yo.
Tell them if Paws in the City has a pit they like, I'll cover it.
Got it.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
That's not for anybody else. Everybody else leave me alone. That's for Quentin, my man. I'm not doing it. I don't care what anybody asks for. F you and the rest of your dogs. I'm not. You can make the faces all you want, Dan.
I'm just here to make faces.
I thought about it last night. I thought it would be something to do. And then this morning I thought about it while I was sober. Okay. Still seems like the right thing.
Did you write it down?
Yeah. First, I looked at it and went, buy them a dog. So I got up. Buy who a dog?
See? It's messages from Drunk Russ.
I'll remember this.
Who the handwriting is that?
Right with my feet again.
Yeah, where sober Russ then has to decipher / translate.
Yeah, but when you're writing it in the moment, first of all, you know, all right, I've been drinking. I might forget.
Mm-hmm.
I better write this down. I better sign it my name so I know it's from me.
No, really.
Dear Russ. Buy them a dog. Love, Russ. There's Quentin on TV right now. This really, I don't know if the TV stations have just gotten tired of covering Ebola. Let's see what Channel 5 says.
Involved in this shooting was placed on administrative leave.
Okay, we already know all that. And this has gone long past what I expected to spend on it. And I'm sure most people are bored by now. What do you got that's good? Oh, Quentin stays in touch. I'm going to go buy the lids and get me one of them hats.
Was it black with the purple trim?
I don't know.
If it's so, I think I know the hat that you saw. Let's try this. Cut number 8. This is on Friday night. David Arquette and his girlfriend were at dinner. They got into a fight. They decided, time to leave. David Arquette's leaving, running down the street, walking down the street, and his girlfriend's behind him saying, baby, baby, please don't go. And someone, of course, was there to record it.
Didn't he just get engaged?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's his fiance. And they have a child together that was born this past April.
Why would you have a kid with Deputy Dewey?
He's an Arquette. I don't know. It's
all right,
but there's a twist to this.
So that they had an argument inside a restaurant.
They were at a restaurant on Friday night.
Were they breaking up in the restaurant?
It sounded like they were breaking up outside the restaurant, walking down the street.
Come on, David, stop.
I think they broke up inside the restaurant, otherwise he wouldn't be running from her.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Come on, David.
How fast could he be running? In his left, his right arm gimpy, and he's got a limp.
Real life, not movie.
Oh, that's right. I'm just like what?
He's like, I'm sorry, I'm done, I'm done, I can't take it. Just like your last guy, I'm done.
Sorry, just like your last guy. Sorry, that's how it works. I'm just like him. Just like him.
No, Coy, what they said. Obviously, they're arguing, and he said it's done.
He's saying it's done, and what you heard there was him saying, yes, it's just like the last guy, just exactly the same. That's what he said. You heard that. And it. The problem is we don't really know what that means because we weren't there for the beginning of the fight. We're just hearing the end of it. Her ex, though, is Joe Francis, who was the guy that started
the boxer?
No. Joe Francis.
Smoking Joe Francis.
No. Not even. No.
Okay.
Just Joe Francis is the guy that is from Girls Gone Wild.
I don't think Smoking Joe Francis was on a reality show.
You are too much.
Hey, at least I knew a sports reference.
That is true. I'll give you that.
I don't know if you guys brought it up. I was on the phone for a second, but this chick, Christina McClarty.
I know.
She used to work for KTXA 21.
Oh, is that the twist?
This is the twist.
Oh, that's a chick that did the two-part special on me.
That's right.
On 21 about 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
She works for a TV station someplace in L.A. This is her screaming?
This is her screaming at David Arquette.
Crazy bitch. Had a chance with me. No, you got to leave me or not even date me. I got to move to L.A. and date David Arquette, Deputy Dewey.
Yeah, but that was. But before that, keep in mind that
she dated Smoking Joe Frazier.
That's right.
I would have never picked that up.
Leave it to me and Alfie. We remember that sort of thing. Because I remember when she was initially first coming around, she wanted to do a feature on you and the Batmobiles and everything. And
when I still lived in South Lake.
Right. And she wanted to do this, you know, this big feature on Russ Martin, the DJ.
And I let her do it.
I just remember at the time, though, thinking, there's something about this chick I don't like.
I never picked up on that because in the piece, we went shopping. We went to Lower Greenville to some antique stores. She helped me pick out a few things.
To me, it came across to me that she had a plan. She was on some type of trajectory.
She didn't have anything for me.
Well, I'm not saying she was there, you know, necessarily to be a star ever, which is, sounds like where she ended up. But she started out with the whole TV thing that
she's a star ever if she F's Deputy Dewey, but not me.
I can't help you with. It just, to me, it just seemed like she very much wanted to be famous. That's the vibe I got from her.
Most people in TV do. Radio, I couldn't give a rat's ass, just as long as I make more than people in TV. that's my only goal.
But yeah, the major twist, knowing, I remember you having the crush on her.
It wasn't that big of a crush. She got no cans.
And then you even told her that.
I did?
I'm pretty sure you did.
Did we ever have her in the studio?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she came up a couple of times.
No. Okay. And?
She rebuffed, but then I think you afterwards then told her your reasons to why that you ultimately decided you didn't want to go out with her, and lack of cans was definitely one of them.
I don't think she ever encouraged me. She never said, oh, I'd like to go out. Yeah, you ain't got no reason. Who else did she date? It was famous.
I don't know. The two that I knew of are David Arquette, engaged, and previous to him, Joe Francis from Girls Gone Wild.
She ever date that guy that starred in Cabin Boy?
Cabin Boy.
Chris.
Not Lloyd.
No.
The guy that had his own TV series on Fox, he was a paper boy. I bet that was him.
Chris Elliott?
Yeah. She ever date Chris?
Oh, no.
She ever do lesbian stuff with Rita Rudner? I'm looking online, and it looks like she's dated David Arquette,
mm-hmm,
and Joe Francis.
Yep.
Is that the other guy?
Yeah, the girl.
Smoking Joe Francis?
Yes. From Boxing and Girls Gone Wild.
I think Joe Francis is better looking. Wonder why they broke up. She's probably a nut.
I don't know exactly, but it may have something to do with that the criminal law problem that Joe Francis had with
beating up
two girls and kidnapping him in his house.
Oh, did he really?
That was the legal proceedings.
Hmm. So how did all this end?
Well, last I heard, David Arquette had said that everything's fine. We're parents of a newborn. She's still breastfeeding, and it's been 6 months or whatever. So you just caught us in a bad moment. Everything's fine. We're happy. We're still engaged, and we're in love.
And obviously, he didn't want to argue in public because he's recognizable.
Sure.
And in L.A., she's probably... This all happened in L.A., right?
Yes. Yeah.
She's probably recognizable. I don't know.
Yeah, this was on Melrose Boulevard.
What... she on the Fox? affiliate out there?
I'm not sure. Last I think at one point, I think she was working on Extra as a correspondent.
I don't think I saw her do that. She should have stayed with the Smoking Joe. What's his name?
Francis?
Yeah. I mean, anybody that can beat up Jerry Quarry.
You're unreal.
Thank you.
The Russ Martin Show.
We'll be back.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:34, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Sam's Club. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-30, just after 75. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Haskell. Moving into Rockwall, westbound I-30, just after Horizon Village. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes there. Traffic is backed up back from Ridge Road. This one involves two semis. Probably going to be there for a little while. Let's move into Plano, northbound on the tollway, right at Legacy. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. Eastbound on the bush, right at Jupiter Road in Plano. Got some PVC pipe blocking the roadway there. It's also blocking the ramp to exit on Renner. That has traffic backed up back from 75. And finally, in Hearst, southbound East Loop 820, right at Glenview Pipeline. Still got that accident there. It's still blocking the left shoulder. Traffic is still backed up back from 183. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Tonight, partly cloudy and 60. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 83. Right now, 79. A 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
No, I don't think I ever asked Christina McClarty out. I was dating Mandy at the time.
Oh, you were going through your faithful phase?
Yeah.
So weird.
That was a good 4-year stretch.
That was really odd on you.
I liked her at the time until I got arrested.
That'll do it.
And then, you know, after you have sex in jail, then you figure, well, I'm Deli's out.
Yeah, I guess the relationship's kind of on the downswing at that point.
I got more poon after that arrest from exes, ex-girlfriends.
Really?
You were never that way to me. Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here at home by myself.
Just being all sweet, not hitting anything.
I got something you can hit. I ride my juices all the way over there.
I'm going to look like the Silver Surfer.
I'm so wet, it's dripping out of my car. It's going to look like a 3,000-pound slug.
Oh, my God.
No, and I never got... She only worked on 21. Did she ever do any stuff on 11 since they're sister stations?
She may have done a feature story here and there, but
yeah,
not much.
What was she doing, the morning thing on 21?
Exactly.
What was it called?
Oh, I don't even remember. Maybe the Morning Buzz?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it took them a good couple of days. And a Saturday to shoot the piece. But back then I cared. I don't know why. We were number one then, number one now.
So if you got the same offer today, you wouldn't want to do it?
It depends on who it was. I'd do it for Janet St. James.
Okay.
Meredith Land.
Channel 5.
Sean Rapp.
Channel 4, yeah. So far you're hitting all the networks.
Not that blonde chick on 11.
Whitney?
Yeah, Whitney Drolin.
You wouldn't want... Oh.
I know she don't want nothing to do with me.
She liked you.
She looks at me as like some type of autistic kid. I could tell when she was in the studio the first time. Oh, you're so cute. Really? I meant in a retarded way.
She didn't say that
she
at all.
She didn't say it. You can see it in her face.
Her face didn't say that at all.
If Alexa Konomos asked, yes, if she'd get divorced and drop her kids off at the fire station.
Russ, she's not doing that.
I know. I'm just saying if.
If. Okay. Yeah, perfect world scenario then.
I don't know. Any of the chicks on Channel 47 hot?
Lisa is Lisa Pinero.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a flat sandwich?
That's a panini.
There's no reason to talk about her privates.
Clearly, that's my bad. I should know better.
I think after being with the show so long,
I know where to draw the line.
We don't talk about chicks' paninis. Shut up, Alfie.
He loves a good food joke.
Are those the only two? The first guy with Christina McLarty before David Arquette was Joe
Francis.
And you guys said he was on what?
He started Girls Gone Wild, the video series.
Hasn't that guy been charged with a bunch of, not necessarily criminal, well, some criminal, but I know civil lawsuits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were allegations that some of the...
girls were underage or didn't sign releases.
Right. Or they did sign releases, but since they weren't 18, then there's no way they could give consent.
I don't know what the incentive, what the magic would be dating somebody like that, short of the fact that he beat Jerry Quarry.
In how many rounds?
I don't know. I know he was the undisputed heavyweight champion in 1970.
That's impressive. That also makes him slightly old.
Smoking Joe Francis?
Yeah.
Then knocked out Muhammad Ali in the fight of the century in 1971.
It was a big day.
Mm-hmm. Smoking Joe Francis. I'm not sure, but I think when he boxed, he actually smoked in the ring. Knock this cigarette out of my mouth, I'm going to beat your ass.
I don't think he ever did that. Although I know that if I'm in the other corner and I see the guy come into the ring and light a cigarette after he gets in the ring.
Yeah.
Man, that's one confident guy.
How many people do you think remember Smoking Joe Frazier? I never watched boxing. I just know the name.
You know the name. If you followed some sports, some boxing, you at least know the name.
Yeah.
And I know the name Jerry Quarry, but I never followed boxing. I think Jerry Quarry was just a big, dumb, white-looking guy.
Sounds like it.
Man, that's got to be just an ultimate insult. Get your ass beat in the ring and have Smoking Joe put his cigarettes out on your chest. Hit Muhammad Ali so hard he starts doing cockroach commercials.
And he did.
Okay. What do you want to do now?
I got two things celebrity-wise real quick. Do you remember the actress Danielle Watts? She was from Django Unchained. She was the one that went off on a Los
police
Angeles
officer
police officer.
Because somebody accused her and her boyfriend of having sex in a car.
Yes. She may be convincing the movies, this is according to TMZ.
She what?
She may be convincing in the movies, oh. But of course, this is from TMZ. She's just been charged with lewd conduct for allegedly having sex in her car outside CBS Studios. Watts went on a campaign against the LAPD, accusing cops of racism for cuffing her after people complained they were banging in the Mercedes in Studio City. Watts, who claimed she and her boyfriend were just making out, walked away from cops in a fury, so they cuffed her, brought her back.
They ended up letting her go, though, didn't they?
I think so. Prosecutors listened to the LAPD audio obtained by TMZ and realized what was up. Armed with various witnesses and photos of Watts straddling her boyfriend with her breasts exposed, she and the boyfriend were each charged with lewd conduct in public. So this is the same event.
But this is a different scenario. They've done it twice.
No. This goes back, same one. Yes.
Oh, why is this back in the news?
I guess just because they were just charged with the lewd conduct.
Why would it take so long for them to look at the police reports and decide, yeah, we probably should charge her?
It seems very odd to me. That's why I had to click on it to see, because back when the initial incident happened, it was September 16th. And I actually thought it was farther back than that.
I did too, because we're only talking about a little over a month.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is dated October 21st.
Okay. She's been charged. Now what?
I just thought it was interesting how she made the huge spectacle of everything, and it turns out that
there were enough witnesses to say
that police should have been there.
Yeah, you were effing in the car. I don't have to give you my ID. Yeah, you kind of do. I ain't telling you nothing. Eventually you will. Up to you.
Yeah.
I remember the boyfriend. You could almost hear him in the back going, baby, baby, tell him your name, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell him something. And, you know, had she cooperated and given the police all the information, they probably would have dropped all this. Because all he was looking for was just something to say, we got the 911 call. I followed up. Didn't find anything. Here are the people I talked to. Can't really prove it.
Right.
But then, obviously, she wanted to push it, make a big deal about it. So was it LAPD?
Yes.
Said, all right, we're going to investigate. Oh, look at all these witnesses. So what's a fine for indecent exposure or lewd conduct?
The crime is punishable by a maximum of 6 months in L.A. County Jail, which...
Nobody gets that.
No. Even if she was convicted and had to serve some sentence, it'd be like a couple hours.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan wasn't in there long enough to even pick up a smell.
And then also, staying in Hollywood, actress... maybe your Google finger ready. Actress Renee Zellweger caused an internet frenzy after she stepped out Monday night looking like a completely different person at the 2014 Elle Women in Hollywood Awards. The nearly unrecognizable star has long been rumored to have gone under the knife, but her most recent appearance made it look like she may have had more than just a simple nip and tuck. When you see the celebrity stories like this, they'll often pull a plastic surgeon as an expert to look at the photos and say, this is what it looks like. Dr. Todd...
Hang on. Don't tell me. I found the current picture.
Okay.
Let me see. I can tell who it is.
I don't think I would have been able to had I not seen her name right below the photo.
All right. Doesn't look like a nose job. Doesn't look like whatever they shoot into your lips. She just looks thinner. Because you can look at her neck... In an older picture, it's a little beefier.
It can be.
The newer one, her neck is a little, I don't know what the word is, a little more striations, just a little more defined.
Right. Now, the catch with that is, though, because her weight fluctuated quite a bit when she was doing the Bridget Jones movies. So she had to be heavier for the role, but then she would drop the weight and get back down to rail thin.
Okay. So the experts say what?
Eyelid surgery, which makes sense. Botox. Lip fillers, and cheek fillers. That's according to Dr. Todd.
I don't see the lip fillers.
The lip, I think, I didn't see that either, but definitely the eyelid surgery because her eyes are more open. He even pointed out that her eye shape changed from almond to oval, and her eyes are much more open.
I see that. She also doesn't look like she just whiffed something rancid.
That helps.
Who was it? Jim Carrey. Some movie said... It looked like he just sucked on a lemon. So what about it?
Zellweger is also coming under scrutiny for yo-yo weight. She lost and gained several pounds to play the role of Bridget Jones. Many fans took to Twitter to share their confusion over the star's new look. Others said they like her new look, while some argued the frenzy over her appearance was sexist.
I'm looking at a blown-up headshot. If I saw her, I would just say she lost weight. She just looks a little more gaunt in the face. I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't have her rear molars removed because models have done that to give themselves more of a gaunt look.
I've never heard of that.
I've dated good-looking chicks just because the first one I screwed was a moo.
I never said you hadn't.
Fat chick with a busted tooth that left me for a tow truck driver. I bet she regrets that now.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. But see, and you're right. That was where you started. But you advanced beyond that. You started out with a chick that didn't have a front tooth, and you clearly
she
advanced.
Had a front tooth. It was just chipped.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. She had a chipped front tooth, and you advanced to women that had their back teeth removed.
Oh, I didn't say they'd done that. They just told me about chicks who had done that. So you get more of a gaunt like that. That is, a gaunt look.
Yeah, the sucked in cheek look. Oh,
but you don't have to suck your cheeks in because
you got there.
Your back teeth are missing. Really, what do you use your molars for?
A chewing, cracking things?
I don't know. Well, think about models. They really eat anything that you have to chew. And you certainly don't need your molars to vomit.
No, that is true.
I'm still looking at the pictures. I don't see anything dramatically different, short of she just looks thinner.
Let me see what photo you're looking at.
Okay. There's that one.
It barely looks like her.
Okay, wait a minute.
All right.
Now, let me scroll down. There's a comparison of the two. If somebody said, what's different? I just say, the one on the left is the new one. One on the right is the old one. I just say she lost weight. And she's older.
Yeah, and in that photo, I would agree with that. And then also some definite eye work.
I don't know why chicks that are attractive, I mean, I really never wanted to bang her, never beat off to her. But being attractive, I don't know why you risk any type of plastic surgery when you've seen how badly it can go. She looks like she, did they say anything about cheek implants?
Yeah, the doctor also said that he suspected cheek fillers.
I see that.
Yeah,
and
they push out farther.
This is a red carpet thing someplace. Are her boobs bigger? Because if she got all that work done and didn't get bigger boobs, she wasted her time.
There was no mention of boobs. Everything I heard about was and saw was face.
You just do face. You're a dumb You're going to go under the knife, get it whole. Butt suck, tummy suck if she needed it. I don't know if she's had kids. If you're going to get cheek implants, go with that. But to get you some knockers. Good ones. I don't know what hers looked like. Never seen her nude. I don't know if she's ever appeared nude. But if she'd get knockers, she wasted the entire process.
I think most actresses will shy away from it because depending on the role, it's a good serious actress because it can be distracting depending on the role.
Look at Courtney Cox. She get knockers?
Pretty sure she did.
From Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. Courtney Cox Arquette.
She got a lot of work done.
God, she screwed David Arquette too.
Had kids. They're married. For a long time.
I don't get why anybody would have a kid out of wedlock unless it was, say you're in your teens. And you really don't know any better.
Right.
Christina McLarty, chick from 21, went out to L.A. She knows better. If you can't get them to commit to a marriage, why would you take it beyond that? Well, we have a kid. Obviously, we have to be together forever. No, you have to stay in contact forever, but that doesn't mean you're going to be together.
It's a fine line.
That's just, to me, that's a bond far beyond marriage. Marriage you can dissolve. Kids you can't. If I had one, I'd look into it.
You'd call up somebody. You have any drops?
I'm looking at other pictures. Now, they're showing a couple of side views. She didn't get boobs.
I didn't think that she would.
What a tool.
Well, maybe she's getting that next.
Who is this she's with? Renee was joined by musician boyfriend Doyle Bromhall. You have any idea who that is?
No.
He looks like... Who does he look like? A really white guy with a fro. I got no point of reference. You got to come look at this.
All right.
Make it quick. That doesn't even look real.
He looks like he's trying to... It's like he's working on his Phil Spector Halloween costume.
I mean, the face, he's a good-looking guy, but it's just this unnatural fro. Not even cut... It's not even well kempt.
No,
it's just kind of it's a feral fro.
See, it's guys like that. I give them credit because they're doing their own thing, being original. But I can't imagine a woman just seeing him across the bar and going like, "Ooh, yeah." Because it's not like George Clooney's running around town with that hair. He combs it.
Well, but this guy's a musician. I don't know who he plays with for whatever. But they always have this.
They have to have some type of rebellious haircut.
Get something that at least looks human. This looks like something off of a white guy with an afro.
He looks like his soul might be glowing a bit.
Looks like he's carrying around a note in his pocket. It says, signed Epstein's mother. We got one more break. Mm-hmm. Is it a long one?
Medium.
Drop some spots.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:59, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Starting off in Rockwall, west on I-30, just after Horizon Village. Got an accident there, blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Goliad Street. Eastbound lanes of I-30 also affected. Morons are staring at it. They have you backed up back from Fast Pro. Into plane on northbound on the tollway, right at Legacy, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. And finally, in plane on eastbound on the bush, right at Jupiter Road, got some PVC pipe in the roadway that has traffic backed up back from 75. Listen to City Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win tickets to WWE Hell in a Cell this weekend at the American Airlines Center. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Partly cloudy tonight, 60 for the low. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 83. Right now, 79 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Today, Wednesday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Flash is on tonight. I like that.
Oh, the new show?
Yeah. I also saw a movie on Netflix last night. I think it came out in 2010 with Rainn Wilson.
Okay. From The Office? Dwight?
Yeah.
Dwight from The Office.
The movie was called Super. And he plays this guy that, I guess, just gets pissed off at society, dresses up. The outfit looks like the Flash's uniform.
Okay.
It's kind of all red with some type of yellow emblazoned thing on his chest. And wasn't a bad movie. Starts off kind of comedic. Then at the end, he's had enough. And starts, doesn't really have any superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
He's just got his outfit.
Didn't he come in at the end in the house and just tear everybody up?
Started blowing people up.
Yeah.
Carried around dynamite. His girlfriend gets shot. She becomes like his. It's nothing like Kick-Ass. In fact, you don't really see any of this coming.
Okay.
Then she dresses up as a sidekick. I missed part of the movie. And then they're out in this field. I don't know why they're attacking this house. And he gets shot. His girlfriend gets shot. Blows half of her head off.
Oh, God.
Now he's upset, and he jumps up. There's a bunch of guys in front of him with guns, and he just stands up and goes, and throws two sticks of dynamite at him, blows him up. Then he pulls a gun out and just starts shooting people. Everybody dies. Kevin Bacon played the bad guy.
Of course he did.
But it was just an odd role. To me, it was like Dwight Schrute loses his mind.
Then that's a difficult thing that he has to shake, obviously, being so entrenched as Dwight. That movie doesn't even sound familiar at all to me. And even if I haven't seen a movie, I'm typically at least aware of it, maybe seen a trailer.
Well, when did the, this is 2014, when did The Office go off the air? Wasn't it last year?
Maybe 2 years ago.
Well, regardless, I think The Office was on while he did this movie.
If it was 2010, then yes.
The guy who directed Super is the same one who directed the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
I don't know what that is. Have you seen Super?
I know of it. I've heard it's excellent.
It really, I enjoyed it, probably just because, in my mind, that's Dwight Schrute.
And he finally gets to kill people.
With beets. Whatever it was, he was a farmer. So you should watch that.
Okay.
And I liked Flash. And I've never been so ecstatic that a TV series being canceled more than Mulaney. I watched it this morning on Hulu just to laugh. That's the only time I've ever laughed at that sitcom. You're getting your f-ing ass canceled. And you don't even know it yet.
I would imagine they're aware.
Not in the third episode.
Oh, well, no. At that time, yeah. They're thinking, oh, yeah, living the big. I'm gonna be the next Seinfeld. I'm gonna have like 40 different Porsches.
I can't wait to start buying stuff. I would probably wait. I'd be surprised if Fox airs all 13 episodes that they ordered, unless they just got nothing else.
It's early. Fox, from what I've noticed, doesn't pick up and hold on to shows the way the other networks do, like NBC, ABC, the other ones. What they have on now is fine.
Where they look at it and they get paid for it, we might as well air it?
More like the mid-season replacements. Like, they'll have their bench. Their bench is already stocked. They already got shows that they're expecting that will come in place of underperforming shows that got the start.
But if you paid for 13 episodes, wouldn't it make sense to try and recoup something?
Even though
nobody likes it?
It would. Yeah, unless
but you're saying Fox is an app to, hey, we bought 13. That doesn't mean we're going to air them.
It doesn't seem that way.
Okay.
Because Dad's wasn't doing very well last year, and they went ahead and let that go the rest of the season.
But at one point, it sounded like they were going to renew it for another season, and then I guess somebody at Fox looked at it, watched it, and went, oh, f- no.
And maybe that was...
No, no.
Yeah, that may have played into it.
Not even after the big vomiting episode, which I laughed at.
Yes, you did.
It's hard not to laugh at vomit.
The way Seth MacFarlane does it, yeah. It's over the top. And
well, normally vomiting is over the top.
Yeah, but
there's
really...
very few times I've subtly vomited.
Yeah. I've had it a couple times where you're like...
Nope, every time I vomit, it's never under the radar.
Hey.
You've had just a couple of just...
Like, it's like... Something doesn't feel right, and then like you cough in a weird way, and then a little bit comes up.
Well, that's just ERP.
Yeah.
ERP?
All of mine, if my body decides we don't care for this, it's always a big production, stage lights, fireworks, laser.
No question.
Yeah, your posture corrects real fast.
Yeah, you could be fine laying in bed, and all of a sudden you just set up and looks like something. You look like Linda Blair. And you're actually, I've puked so hard at times, I'm shocked how hard the force of the puke coming out.
I've had that.
You could actually,
yeah.
You know, see it spreading like a shotgun out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, I wish I could be on the other side. I wish there was a mirror in here.
As nasty as that would be, but yeah, I've had the times where it feels like my mouth has turned into a fire hose, and I feel like I could put out a fire. And also done it with enough force and volume that I wondered if some was coming out of my eyes.
No, I never puke around a...
You what?
Puke around a fire?
He didn't say puke. He said he could put out a fire.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
I should have let that one go, and I hit the delay. Because even the FCC would have gone, yeah... Something the f*** wrong with him.
Yeah, just blame it on Nikki.
Okay, so Super with Rainn Wilson.
Gotcha.
And I like The Flash.
Mm-hmm. I did finally watch the first episode of Gotham yesterday.
I haven't really gotten into that yet.
I liked the first episode. It was really good.
It is, but there's never going to be a Batman.
I know, and that's the thing is I'm still wanting. It's like, okay, there's little Bruce, and I can see a little bit of Batman quality, and he's ten.
But nothing's ever going to come to fruition.
I know.
What's your payoff? Where is this going to go? What does the series evolve into? It's like having a chick jerk you and you don't finish.
You're right. It's TV blue balls.
We're gonna dry hump the audience until they've had enough. I don't get how they're going to carry this storyline. I think it's doing okay in the ratings.
I would imagine.
It's critically acclaimed.
Mm-hmm.
It's visually appealing. But I don't get not having a superhero.
Because it's about the city, not about the heroes, even though you show the young heroes.
Okay.
But you show them as children before they're heroes. Instead, it's Commissioner, not even Commissioner yet, it's Detective Gordon, who apparently is he the one that's going to supply enough violence? Because the first one, he sort of does, but...
In the first episode of Gotham?
Yeah.
I don't know, I watched it. It's not bad. Jada Pinkett Smith, whatever her name is, she looks hot. That's about it. I just don't get the concept. There's never a superhero. Hey, we're going to do a series called Krypton. Is Superman going to be in it? Nope.
It's going to be more of a sitcom between Superman's parents when they first met and having to blend their families. And having to deal with Grandma Supermom. The Kryptons.
Mama Jor-El?
Yeah.
What was Jor-El's wife's name? Was it Eunice? I know you want to go, but it ain't happening.
No, I know. I'm just saying, but that needs to be her new name. Hey, Eunice.
There's something wrong with you in the head, Eunice. You playing with a warp puck? Somebody blew the pilot light out of your brain. Mm.
There's my mama's family thing.
Thank you.
All right. There are my suggestions to watch. Anything else? I have no clue, because normally if I like it, it's probably good for six episodes and it's canceled. Seemed to change a little bit. Most of the things I hate, they get canceled pretty quick.
But there are things that you'll eventually watch that have been around for a while, like The Office.
But I'm always behind.
Yeah.
And I'll only catch up on something like that because there are a lot of episodes. It's like I like The Good Guys that was on Fox for like a season, like that. 20 something episodes. I just don't get it with Mulaney on Fox. You can't be funny for 22 minutes. 22 minutes a week. I know if we took our 20-hour show every week, we could find 22 minutes of something entertaining. But you got an entire barrage of writers, and they can't make anybody laugh for 22 minutes. 22.
So that's the time where I wonder about, as a producer, director, Martin Short on that show. At that point, you would think he would wonder, it's like, man, this ain't going to make it. I'm good. Everybody else terrible.
He is. And that's Martin Short, not the greatest actor, but he's good in Mulaney. At one point, he did, just briefly, what's the guy's name? Ed Brimley?
Yeah.
Character from Saturday Night Live?
Grimley.
He did that quick dance, just for a second, but you knew exactly what he was doing.
Right.
And then the rest of the show blew dawn. All right, what do you got? We
got
to go.
Okay. I've got Larry King had some random thoughts going through his head the other night, and he was on Twitter.
How old is he?
Oh, man.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway, it was 2 a.m. yesterday morning, and he decided that he'd tweet several of his just random thoughts. For example,
he's 80.
Huh?
He'll be 81 in November.
91 is what I would have believed. 81 sounds way too young for him.
Says he was born November 19th, 1933. Makes him 80 right now.
And how old is William Shatner?
I think Shatner is, let me guess before I pull it up. I think he's 82.
Okay. So roughly the same age.
William Shatner is 83.
They don't look like they're in the same.
No, because William Shatner, even though he's quite rotund, still is a horseman, equestrian, whatever you call him, swimmer.
Rider.
Still looks like he could probably bitch slap you pretty good or drown you in his pool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Was that ugly?
Man. You're like a ninja.
Larry King looks like the only thing holding him up is his suspenders. How do you set up right? These suspenders. So what about him?
Anyway, he had some random thoughts going through his head, so he jumped on
Twitter. I always have random thoughts going through my... I don't know what he sounds like, so I'm using this
That's actually not far off. Some examples, he said, I can't remember the last time I went to a zoo. He also said, if you've seen one fireworks show, you've seen them all. My wife looks cute with her reading glasses on her nose. Does anyone still play Chinese checkers?
Didn't he used to do this in like USA Today? I think he just had a small section, wasn't even a full-blown column. It was just kind of like a sidebar thing that it was just random one-sentence thingies.
I don't recall that.
Like,
I ate an aluminum can one time and then a minivan.
Okay.
I ate some paisley fabric once and then had a soccer mom. What else did I write?
You also wrote, I hate people with perfect teeth.
I can't stand that. That's why I want to live in the UK.
I don't know why, but I just thought of Lawrence Welk.
You know what I like in a Ford?
What?
Dick.
Okay. Does anyone...
On Tuesdays, I eat Nutter Butters and sing Al Jolson songs.
All right.
I want everyone to overnight their dryer lint to my house. One time I saw a herd of termites trip a dragon.
So random.
Oh, yeah.
And his stuff is.
No, it is.
Where he's asking.
Does anyone still play Chinese checkers? And how do they play that? Is the board level?
Bye.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites. DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, AlfieCoy.com. Be sure to find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki 6 is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Okay.